following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nailed for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU versus Utah. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Both the Utes and the Cougars sit much lower in the Big 12 conference standings than they'd want to coming into tonight's game. Both teams coming in 2-3 in conference play, looking to get the winner today. Tonight, looking to get to 500 in Big 12 play. The Utes are coming into tonight's game riding a two-game win streak with wins against Oklahoma State and a 73-65 win on Tuesday at TCU. Four Utes scored in double figures against the Horned Frogs, led by Gabe Madsen's 17 and Keanu Dawes's 16 points in the win. Madsen paired the 17 points with 5 assists, 2 rebounds, a steal, and an assist as well. He is the key to this Utah team. Madsen leads the team in scoring at 16.2 points per game and is shooting 35% from the 3-point range on this season. The Cougars, for their part, also coming off a much-needed win in conference play over Oklahoma State, a win that snapped a 3-game losing streak, including a loss at TCU. In the win over the Cowboys, Trevin Nell led the Cougars with 18 points after Coach Young shuffled his starting lineup for the second game in a row. Nell returned to the starting lineup at TCU. And in the win over Oklahoma State, Mag joined him in the starting five. Four other Cougars joined Nell in double figures in the win over the Cowboys, which was highlighted to a return to form from Yegor Demon, who not only scored 10 points, but had 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, and 2 steals. Only 3 turnovers, too, which is important for Yegor, who's coming back, trying to get back into form as the Cougars continue in conference play. Kaba Keita also was in double figures with 10, and it was just one rebound shy of a double-double and a season high in minutes for the Cougar. He had 23 minutes in the win. I spoke with the BYU big man in today's pregame interview, as at this time last year, he was playing against the Cougars in the rivalry game. We talked to him about the rivalry game and a few other topics, but we started after I asked him, what was the difference about this BYU team in the win over Oklahoma State?
I think our mindset coming into that game, just play with joy, you know, be there for our brothers. And I think that was, you know, take care of the ball, just play with joy. So that was the key in going into that game. So I think we did that pretty well.
Did you guys forget that? Did you forget about playing with joy? I mean, you guys are playing a game, but sometimes in the middle of it, you kind of forget that it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, you know, when you got a little chip there, well, I won't say we forget, but like, you know, it was definitely frustrating, a lot of calls, but still, you know, we still kept our mind in the game and just, like, played the right way. So,
you guys have played a lot of ball so far this year, but still a lot of ball to go. And you come off a 3-game losing streak, and then you get the win against Oklahoma State. Both opportunities for you guys to learn about this team and learn about yourself. What did you learn about yourself in that 3-game losing streak?
Well, for myself, I think I gotta be better. I think I can, you know, I have a lot of room to improve. You know, I think I can do better, and I'll be better. So, just play with, you know, force, you know, take care of the ball, you know, play physical, and I think, you know, the rest will take care of itself. So,
what'd you learn about the team in that streak?
The team, well, we just, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but we are, you know, team meeting and stuff, talking about, you know, stuff that we need to be better at, but that's more private. So we are team meeting, and I think everybody is on the same page now, so I think we're going to go from there.
You go from there, you guys turn things around against Oklahoma State. What do you take from that game pushing forward? Now you got this next stretch of games.
Just take the same concept that, you know, we know, you know, going up north, those teams, you know, they play fast, they're a good team. We just gotta be there. We just gotta go and take care of business. So I think, you know, going to that game, we just gotta, same concept, take care of ball, play with joy, you know, be there for your brothers, and then, you know, that's it.
Going up north for this game on Saturday, it's obviously a big game for BYU fans, BYU Utah, but you have a little extra interest in this game, having coming to BYU from Utah. Does this game just mean a little bit more for you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I love the competition, so obviously, every game matters, you know. I just treat every game as the same. But this game meant a little something, honestly, you know, because I was there. I played there for 2 years. And I'm grateful to play for our team, honestly, for those coaching staff. And I don't regret anything, you know, just things didn't go the way I wanted to. But, you know, still, I'm in a new team now, and it's the same thing. I'm trying to win. That's the goal. So we're just going to go there, you know, take care of business.
Let me ask you a couple quick hitters as we wrap up here. Just I'm going to ask you an either-or question. Would you rather dunk a ball or block a shot?
I'd rather block the shot, honestly. I think that's more of imposing, you know. Block shot, honestly. I'd rather block the shot, like, you know. So next time the guy, he's going to think twice before he attacks the rim, so I think block a shot, honestly.
Okay, dunk or rebound?
Rebound. I think rebounds win the game, so rebound. Any day, rebound. So
it's like a coach's dream here, a guy who just wants to block shots and rebounds.
I'm just trying to do my job. I know what I'm good at, and I'm just trying to, you know, stick to that. You know, do a little things to help my team win, so.
Okay, one last quick hitter for you. Who's the tougher guard in practice, Foos or Coach Burge?
Oh, that's a funny question. I'll say Foos, obviously. Yeah, one of the strongest dude. I love that dude, man. You know, I didn't know. I mean, last year I used to watch him, you know. I used to watch him. We played together in high school. You know, we Malian brothers. So, like, you know, I watch his game. You know, I try and learn from him. But I would say Foos for sure.
Coach Burge a little too old?
Yeah, he's, yeah. He's a little too old. Foos is, you know, in his prime right now. Strong, you know. Yeah, I would say Foos any day.
Kaba, thanks so much. Good luck in the game on Saturday.
Thank you.
There you go. Kaba Kate, a part of our pregame coverage. I sat down with him earlier this week to talk about this game. He'll be returning to the Huntsman Center today in a different color uniform. We'll see how that goes for Kaba. He'll be in the starting lineup. Talk more about that coming up in just a second. Hey, tell the team sheet. We like to look at this every pregame show. Taking a look at the various metrics that kind of give you an idea of what this team may be looking at coming into March for both teams. As far as net rankings go, BYU still sitting in the mid-40s at 45. Utah is at 69 in the net. In the BPI, BYU 33, Utah 55. KenPom has BYU also sitting at 45, much like the net rankings. And Utah one worse than net and KenPom at 70. Just to the side, KenPom puts out percentage ranks for each game. He has BYU a 48% chance to win this game on the road in Salt Lake City. KPI 77 for Utah or for BYU and Utah at 98. Neither team currently in the latest bracketologies from Joe Lunardi. Coming up next, we'll head to Salt Lake City for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Mark, Today is the rare BYU road game where your commute to the game was actually shorter than my commute to Provo.
Yeah, I've been in this building way too much in my life, unfortunately, and I get the same feeling every time I make the drive, and I just kind of feel sick in my stomach, and obviously a lot of history in this building. Some good things have definitely happened here. A lot of tough losses have happened here, and so I just feel a little bit queasy about it. No matter which team is good, which team is struggling, I think these teams are pretty similar as it goes right now on the season, and so I think this is a big game for both teams. Is kind of a linchpin type game where if you win this, you're kind of going on the right direction, and if you lose it, you're kind of wondering where you are as a team. I think that's applicable to both teams here. So this is a big game. BYU hasn't won on the road. This would be a great time to change all that and get some confidence moving forward in the conference.
Confidence, yes. Winner of this game moves to 500 in conference play. And as you said, even though, I mean, Utah's won two in a row. BYU just the one win over Oklahoma State. But it actually felt like a cathartic win. They could just kind of wash that three-game losing streak away, and you saw, like, oh, this is what this BYU team can do. Is that reading too much into a win, or was it just that needed?
No, I think it was really needed. I mean, they'd lost three in a row, and they came out, I thought, terrifically, played really well. Obviously got a little bit dicey in the second half, but that was almost good because it gave them a challenge, and they responded well to it, played well at the end of the game. I think both of these teams are kind of searching for someone to be a go-to guy late in games. And so, you know, I think Dallin stepped up and made some big shots in that last game. And Richie's a guy that can do that. Obviously, Gabe Mattson on the other side is a guy that can do that. So it may come down, I would imagine, to a very tight game to who can make the plays at the end of this one. But, you know, I think confidence is a huge, huge deal. And I didn't watch the Chiefs game, but you know, they just believe they're going to win. You know, they'll find a way to win, and I think that goes a long way. And BYU will need to have that. And they've been a little bit inconsistent in that regard. And again, their road play has really done nothing to make me have a lot of confidence in winning on the road. I mean, I'm the kind of guy that always is going to pick BYU to win, as you know. But I'm also the kind of guy that says, well, if you want me to believe something about you, then show me. Do it. If this team wants me to believe that they're a good road team and can win on the road in tough places, then do it. And then I'll believe in you. I mean, my faith only goes so far, Ben. And I think this is a chance for them to show that they can go on a road to the toughest of environments and play well and not get rattled and take care of the basketball and be aggressive and come away with a win. And if they can do that, then I think the sky's the limit for this team. I mean, they've got such great talent. You just need to be a little bit more tough-minded on the road, a little more consistent, and everything they want's in front of them.
You mentioned in that answer that these two teams are searching. Now, BYU, for their part, Kevin Young, the last two games, has kind of messed around with the starting lineup again. Tonight, going with the same five that went on Tuesday with Demon, Nell, Saunders, Mag, and Kata. But even on Tuesday, I think Coach Young only played nine guys in his rotation, so kind of shrinking that down just a little bit. Do you think Coach Young's to a point where he knows, hey, these are my guys going forward? Or is there still room to wiggle and learn?
I think he's making the right moves, and there's certainly still some wiggle room. We may see different starting lineups even after this one, but you will see some tightening up. I mean, at this point, you've seen guys and how they perform, and almost everybody's had plenty of opportunity to perform and earn minutes. I think Mag is a guy that has shown that he deserves more minutes, so he's getting starting nods. And so I think what coaches really value, Ben, is knowing what they're going to get from a guy when he goes out on the floor and having some stability there. And I think he's kind of finding out that I need to play experienced guys that have been through it before that I can count on, whether it's Richie, Nell, Dallin Hall, Fusini, even Mawut, Kaba. I mean, guys that have been around the block. And then let the younger guys be less of a focus Not that they're not going to play, but they can kind of ride along with that experience and get better. I thought Yegor had one of his best, at least second half, best halves of the year the other night. He needs to be aggressive, but I think just him being on the floor with those experienced guys helps him, and he's going to get better. So you're going to see a migration to fewer guys and more experienced guys, and I think that's just a natural evolution of things, and we'll see if that's going to be good enough for this team.
Let's talk about the rivalry side of this, and there's no doubt these two teams know each other, don't like each other, the fan bases, interesting
what?
Relationships there. It's just all good time. I love this. I've covered BYU Utah for 25 years, and I've loved every bit of it. I love the rivalry. I love everything to do with it. But, I mean, you've played in this. You've broadcasted a bunch of these games. Tell me what makes it special for you.
My earliest memories in life is this rivalry. And watching my brother play. And I've been to camps in this building. And I saw some great games with, you know, the Chambers and Brains and Mannion and Ainge and Roberts and Durant. And, I mean, I grew up with this. And then I got to play in it, which was a dream come true for me. Great battles between Roger Reed and Rick Majerus. And then broadcasting. I mean, it was a dry spell a long time, about 10 years. And then BYU got really good. And then it was a dry spell for the Utes. And now, you know, it's getting a little more even, which I like. I like the even matchups and who's going to win. It's a toss-up and all that. But the long answer is, in short, is I love the rivalry, even though it makes me a little bit sick to my stomach when I think about it. But it's just a part of me. And win or lose, I think it's right that BYU's here, and I think it's going to be a great game.
Well, Mark, what does BYU have to do to steal a win at the Huntsman Center tonight? Wink, wink.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to shoot the ball well. You're not going to get away with shooting poorly from the three and winning, and they also have to take care of the ball, which they haven't done well on the road. So, I mean, those are kind of the two big ones for me. You know, if you're making more threes than Utah and then taking care of the basketball, I think you'll have a great chance.
I just want you and Greg there courtside after a big three-point shot from BYU from whoever. Just start chanting just like football. Because BYU from three is dangerous.
I do feel safer down here than up at concourse level, so I might be more at liberty to say that.
There you go, Mark. Hey, have a great call tonight with Greg. We'll turn the show over to you guys here in about 10 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Ben. See ya.
Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some of the other scores in the Big 12 and in college hoops. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars as they travel to Salt Lake City to face the University of Utah. Our game will be the final Big 12 game of the day, so plenty of games that have gone final, and we start with an upset as West Virginia takes down second-ranked Iowa State, handing the Cyclones their first Big 12 loss of the season. Javon Small filled up the box score with the win, netting 27 points, grabbing 7 boards, dishing out 5 assists, and using some sticky fingers to get 4 steals. Ninth-ranked Kansas beat the visiting Wildcats of Kansas State by 10, 84-74. Hunter Dickinson led the way for the Jayhawks with 25 points and 8 boards in the win. For K-State, Coleman Hawkins was 3 boards shy of a triple-double in the loss. He had 15 points, 7 boards, and 10 assists. 10th-ranked and conference-leading Houston goes on the road to UCF and survives barely. The Red Cougars get out of Orlando with a 69-68 win after trailing by 8 at the half. Juwan Roberts had 21 points and 9 rebounds in the win. We'll give you the rest of the Big 12 scores coming up at halftime, as well as get you up to date on BYU women's team as they are Texas Tech right now in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs advance to the AFC Conference Championship game, getting a 23-14 victory over the Houston Texans. Lions and Commanders, they are in the first quarter and scoreless in the NFL. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Huntsman Center in Salt Lake City for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside the Huntsman Center at Salt Lake City as tonight the BYU Cougars and Utah Running Utes meet for the 165th time all time, but the first time in 14 years as conference foes now in the Big 12. My name is Greg Rebell. I'll have your play-by-play call tonight, joined courtside by my broadcast partner for the last 28 seasons, the former BYU hoopster himself, Mark Durant. Mark, both BYU and Utah come into tonight with the same 2-3 record in conference play, but it's Utah with a little more momentum. The Utes are coming off back-to-back wire-to-wire wins, including a victory at TCU on Wednesday night, the same TCU team that beat BYU in Fort Worth 1 week ago today.
Yeah, I think Utah's in a good spot right now with those wins. That's a tough, you know, TCU, not a great team, but nobody had beaten them there, and Utah did it. And so then now they come home there, and they're going to have a big crowd tonight, which will, you know, get them fired up and want to play hard. So this is going to be a significant challenge for BYU, given the fact that BYU has not performed well on the road. I mean, it's time for them to either, you know, to show that they can win on the road. I mean, now is the time, because there's not going to be a lot of real opportunities after this. This is a big game. They need to prove to themselves and to others that they can win on the road, they can be a player in this conference, and it starts tonight. They got to get it done tonight.
We will hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues live from Salt Lake City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rebell.
Coming up, staff at the top of the hour, 11-5, BYU visiting 10-6, Utah in an important early season game in the Big 12. Both teams tied in the league standings at 2-3, first time since 2010-11. That BYU and Utah will face each other more than once in the same season. Of course, in 2011, BYU and Utah were Mountain West mates. It was on this floor 14 years and 7 days ago that Jimmer Fredette scored 47 in a 104-79 BYU win, first of two wins over the Utes that season. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, I asked Coach Young to describe his level of anticipation for his first ever BYU-Utah rivalry game as head coach for the Cougars.
Anxious, you know, excited, you know, ready to get to the point. You know, I know a lot of our guys have played in this game before. A lot of our coaches have as well. And, you know, it's just a fun, you know, fun thing about college athletics and having an in-state rivalry. And we're excited to get it going.
How normal or regular a buildup, though, has it felt for you in the prep?
Pretty normal. We hit it head on though with the guys, you know, had some of the guys who've been in this game before, you know, kind of speak to what it means to, you know, them personally, what it means to, you know, our community as a university, and just try to kind of set the stage for, you know, some of the guys that aren't familiar with it.
You treat it like a regular road game, and that you travel up, you stay in a hotel. It's like a road game that way, right?
It is. Yep. Same thing. We played in the Delta Center earlier this year. So business as usual from that standpoint.
In the NBA, playoff series tend to generate rivalries, but is there anything to really compare it to from where you come to where you are?
Not really. You know, I think people try to, you know, but no, I don't think there's anything like it. I mean, I was looking at the all-time record, and it was like 134 to 130 or yep. Something crazy with like that many games played, you know, against the same opponent. So, and then obviously the proximity and all the other, you know, factors that go into this specific rivalry, I think make it pretty unique.
Hey, what do you think of this Utah team that has won back-to-back games coming into this one?
Yeah, they're playing well. You know, I think Craig's found a group that he likes, you know, in terms of, you know, his rotation and so forth. But I like the way they play. I mean, honestly, they when I watch the film and you kind of go through their video playbook and our video playbook, you see a lot of similarities. I think he does a good job with the actions that they run. I mean, they're different from us in the sense that like, we like to really hold spacing, whereas they're kind of a movement you know, team when things break down. So some stylistic differences, but also a lot of similarities.
If the threes aren't dropping for them, they will take it inside on you.
They will. You know, they got, I think, you know, Asar is a guy that can hurt you down there. You know, Lovren can hurt you down there because of his size. But they're outside of just being, you know, throwing it inside. They're a big team. You know, they got, you know, a lot like us. They got big wings, long wings. So there'll be a lot of length out on the court tonight.
If there were one thing you could zero in on, something you want to see from your guys tonight, what might it be?
You know, in a game like, I mean, obviously we're going to be dialed in schematically, but in a game like this, you know, it's funny, I told our guys, I went to the Orem-Tempview game last night.
Okay.
Down in Utah County, and it was just a stark reminder of, you know, the team that plays tougher usually wins in a tight rivalry type games. That was the case in that game, and that certainly will be the case here. So for me, you know, we'll try to be as dialed in as we can be on the scheme and so forth. But you know, sometimes you just got to play harder than the guy in front of you, and that's what it comes down to a lot of nights.
Love it. Great preview. Coach, thanks for that, and we'll talk to you post game.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against Utah tonight.
Pretty straightforward tonight. 12 or fewer turnovers, and I want plus four on made three-pointers for BYU tonight. If they can do that, they should be in good shape.
So plus four on made threes, and the first one again?
12 or fewer turnovers.
12 or fewer turnovers on the night. There we go. As we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. It's coming up next. Live from Salt Lake City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Once again, Cougar Nation, we welcome you back courtside inside the Huntsman Center. This 15,000-seat venue has seen the home team average just over 7,000 fans per game this year. But with BYU in town, we will, of course, see the biggest crowd of the year by some distance here on the Hill. BYU 5-5 in its last 10 games in this building, and the last meeting here last year, the Utes won 73-69. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer Terry South. Control board operators are Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford. That also comprises the editing crew, our BYU radio engineer, Barry Squires. I mentioned earlier that Utah has not trailed at any point in either of their back-to-back wins coming into tonight. Utah led all the way in victories against Oklahoma State and TCU. BYU also led wire-to-wire in their win over the Pokes in Provo on Tuesday night. But the Cougs did see a 27-point lead slip to only 3 points before BYU steadied the ship and sailed away with the W. Mark, what did you see on Tuesday that you hope BYU can really lean into and lean on moving forward?
I like the aggression they came out with after losing three in a row. They were ready to go. They played well, got a big lead in that first half. And yes, it fell away in that second half, but I'm almost happy it did, because then BYU had a chance to kind of feel it slipping away, but then responded. Dallin Hall, I thought, stepped up. Yegor Dimon had a nice second half, and those guys are going to be needed in those types of situations when the game's on the line to have to make big shots. I imagine that'll be the case tonight. You'll have to find a way to get a win and make big shots, and it was good to see BYU make some progress in that area.
Yeah, it was. Coming up next, we'll hear from Utah head coach Craig Smith. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Huntsman Center in Salt Lake City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealer's proud partner of BYU Athletics. Tonight here in Salt Lake City, BYU plays for a second consecutive win while Utah is playing for a three-game win streak. Cougs and Utes squaring off with BYU holding the all-time series advantage of 134 wins to 130 losses. So, yes, it is the 265th meeting all-time between BYU and the U. After an 0-3 start in their new league, the Utes have picked up back-to-back wins, home to Oklahoma State and at TCU. I asked head coach Craig Smith about what has led to the recent turnaround.
Well, I think there's a few things. You know, certainly that was a very difficult stretch. We are new to the Big 12, so how the game, every league's a little bit different. And so there can be an adjustment phase, right? We have 10 new guys in our program, and you can talk about things, and I always believe you are what you emphasize. However, sometimes you just got to go through things in life and feel it, right? And go through that. And what does it take to compete at this in the Big 12? What does it take to win at this level? And once you go through that experience, you gather some self-awareness as to what's going on and the physicality and the effort, because the margins are just so slim at this level and in this league. And there's a lot of really good teams and a lot of really good players. And so we stayed the course. We believed in one another. We've obviously, as a coaching staff, have made a few minor changes, some with personnel, some with scheme, and really just try to simplify some things. And so it's helped in the win column. And then we start winning a few games. It gives you a little confidence too. But you got to have a short memory in this thing. When it's good, things are going good, or when things are going bad, it's always on to the next day, the next practice, the next game, and keep pushing forward so we can peak in March.
You are 2-0 with the current starting group. What do you like about this opening five?
Yeah, you know, we've had a few different starting fives now, and there's a lot that goes into it. I've never been big into like, oh, you got to start your five, you know, whatever. It's your mix. What's your blend, right? What group of guys have great connections? We've been getting off to good starts, and hopefully that continues.
Finally, Coach, playing BYU for the first of two times in the year, now that it's a conference rivalry in addition to an in-state rivalry. Thoughts on that?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm so happy that Utah and BYU are in the same conference. I think it's great. BYU's roster, our roster, has a lot of young men that grew up dreaming of playing in this game. You know, when I was at Utah State, we recruited Richie Saunders very, very hard, and Dallin, and when those guys called to say they're, you know, Richie's like, this is my dream school. And I respect that so much. I was happy for him because he's a great kid. And just all that goes into that. You know, listen, we all are competitors. We all love to compete. You know, when you lose this game, you hear about it, you know, all summer, right? And when you win it, it's a dream come true for so many of these guys. But, like, it's bigger than that. And I think it's great for the state of Utah. It's great for the Cougar fan base. It's great for the Ute fan base. It's just great for the state. And so I think it's fantastic that we get to, you know, they got to come to our place. We got to go to their place. It's just great for the rivalry. It's great for this whole state. It's great for the fan bases and everybody that's associated with it.
All right. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Salt Lake City on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you here from the Huntsman Center. The last of seven Big 12 games on the Saturday agenda. Already today, we've seen two of the three unbeaten teams in league play fall by the wayside for their first conference setbacks. Arizona, a loser, and Iowa State, a loser. Houston did come back from down double digits to win at UCF. So only one Big 12 unbeaten right now, and that is Houston. Here tonight, Mark, it's only game number 6 of 20 conference games, but the Cougs are in the mix of teams battling to finish in the top half of this 16-team league and ideally get into the top 4. Which means you get double buys in Kansas City. But Utah, one of those mid-tier teams right there with BYU, big game that way.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine a team going 2-4 in a relatively easy part of your season and
being really a top 5-4 team. And so every game important, every game is critical, and this one's going to be an exciting, hard-fought battle tonight in the Huntsman Center.
You know, the season-high crowd this year here, 7,922. And they're already well more than that in the stands already. And a lot of BYU blue, which is good to see.
BYU fans are the best. They're not going to be underrepresented here. And so BYU will have some cheers when they do good things. But this crowd is really going to help this Utah team. That they're going to have to thrive on that adrenaline they get from the crowd.
Final segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, BYU and Utah coming up in just a matter of moments. One of those nights, this kind of game, BYU and Utah, you know, you think that Kevin Young will want to rely. Kevin Young's going to want to rely on his veteran leaders. But it'll be nice to see the freshmen play well if they can, and that means Yegor Demon and Cannon Catchings. Cannon came off the bench, struggled the other night against Oklahoma State. But Yegor, after a scoreless first half on Tuesday, a really strong second half, scored double figures after the break, and hopefully a sign of a little resurgence for Yegor.
Yeah, I think the key for Yegor is just to be on attack mode. Play with confidence. Go with that left hand. Go hard. Get in the paint. And that makes him a better passer. He's good at finishing with that left hand at the rim. So he just needs to be on attack mode. And when you're on a foreign court and a crowd and an aggressive crowd, you need to be the aggressor offensively. And I liked what I saw from Yegor.
You heard me laugh a second ago. as cool a guy as Craig Smith is, and he gave me a great pregame interview, by the way. I love that. Craig was doing the fist bumps down the scorer's table line, and we had our fists out for Craig if he wanted to do it, but he wasn't buying.
Smart move. That's bad luck. Don't do that. So he gave a good pullback on that.
That was funny. All right, we'll come back with tip-off here on the new skin, BYU.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Step back distance. Yes! Knocks it down, Darren Hall.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Out to Cannon for another three. Another three! Cannon catching!
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Moments from tip-off. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU basketball on BYU Radio.
Starting lineups for BYU and Utah presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the Utah running Utes, at the point, number 25, Mark Sharov jumps. 6'9", 195-pound junior. At the 2, number 55, Gabe Madsen. 6'6", 200 senior. At the 3, number 10, Jake Wallin. 6'10", 212-pound sophomore from Provo. Tempe High School, a former BYU commit. At the 4, number 2, Ezra Assar. 6'8", 238, junior from Atlanta, transfer from East Carolina. Starting center for the Utes, number 34, Lawson Lovering. 7'1", 245, a senior from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and a transfer from Colorado. Those are the Utah running Utes of Craig Smith. Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars, coached by Kevin Young.
That's the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Demon, 6'9", freshman out of Russia. At the 2 is number 21, Trevin Nell, the senior from North Salt Lake, Utah. At the 3, number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton. Your power forward is number 0, Mawut Mag. He's out of Melbourne, Australia. At the 5 spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Kev Gata, out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 11-5 Cougars, 2-3 in conference, 0-3 in true away games. Like Greg said, coached by Kevin Young.
We should note that Kev Gata is a former Utah running Ute. And his introduction here tonight was met with cheers from the Cougar faithful and a robust round of boos from the home supporters. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Earn credits toward your bachelor's degree right in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. BYU in royal blue with white, and Utah in red with white and black. So normally you'd see the Utes wearing white uniforms at home, but they'll be in the all reds in the color clash here tonight. BYU has won 9 of the last 10 in Provo, but 5-5 of the last 10 here in Salt Lake City at the Huntsman Center. Utah coming in 10-6, 2-3 in league. BYU 11-5, 2-3.
You mentioned Kaba. I'm sure he'll want to have a nice game. And we didn't talk a lot about Kaba, but he was terrific in that game the other night for the Cougars at home. Was almost a double-double. And I'm sure he wants to play well in this one.
Officials tonight, Tony Padilla, Randy McCall, and Jason Gerritsen. And it'll be Tony Padilla with the ball in his hands. It'll be Lovering and Kaba for the opening tap. Cabe is a big fella, but Lovering's got a few inches on him at 7'1".
Utah always seems to have a couple big seven-footers.
Ball is up, and Kaba slaps back. Out jumps Lovering, and Yeager will take it from back to front, right to left, as we see it and you hear it. We are underway here on the hill. BYU and Utah for the 265th time all time. Yeager stripped on his drive, and he appeared to have a clear path to the basket there, Mark.
Yeah, he really did. Just got knocked away at the last second. It's a good sign that Utah really not coming out and pressuring physically Yeager, at least on that initial possession.
Kada off the inbound. Back to Yeager. Quick pull and fire. Missed the three wide right. Rebound to Gabe Madsen. Yeager really struggling to shoot the three ball of late.
I watch him in warm-ups. He can't miss, but it's different shooting it in the game. He had a good look there.
Sharp jumps out front.
They're going to get him a what? He's trying to get all over Gabe Madsen, but that's a little too aggressive.
So BYU misses its first field goal attempt. Fouls on the other end.
Obviously,
30 seconds in.
Gabe is a huge part of Utah, and so they've got your best defender on him, but he needs to be smart not to get a second foul here.
Leading score at 16.3 points per game. 35% shooter from deep, but that's down quite a bit from where it was a couple of weeks ago. Sharp jumps, the Dayton transfer, the USF transfer from San Francisco. Right side to Wallin, the former BYU commit, missing on the three. Kaba grabs the rebound, tiptoes the end line before getting it out to Nell. Down floor, Richie. Richie bumped on the drive, and that'll be Utah's first foul. Picking it up is Ezra Assar. Assar picks up the Utes' first foul.
Wallin's been playing really well, got in the starting lineup the last couple games that BYU's Utah's won. Misses that first shot, though.
Committed to BYU before his church mission. Demon on the arc left side to the left corner to Trevanell for three, and that's in and out. BYU 0 for 2 from deep. We're still scoreless a minute in. Wallin will drive the baseline, a drift pass to the left corner. It'll go to Madsen, right to the rim, up and in. Gabe Madsen, an uncontested layup, and it's 2-0 Utah. 1 minute 15 seconds in. BYU yet to score. Demon 35 feet away on the right side. Yeager, one-hand whip, left corner, wide open three for Mawut. It's good. Mawut Mag with the rainbow. Mountain America three-pointer, and then what do we have? Mawut, a technical foul after making the three. The Mountain America three-pointer for BYU. Brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics, and that's two fouls on Mawut. He'll have to sit. A minute and 30 seconds in, he makes a three, gives BYU its first points of the night, puts the Cougs on top 3-2, and he picks up a technical foul, taunting, I think, in front of the Utah bench. Is that how you saw it?
Yeah, he turned to the bench and was looking at them. It didn't look like he said anything, but maybe just the action of staring right at the bench got him. And the first free throw from Madsen missed, though, his first one.
So Dallin Hall in for Mawut Mag, and that puts Mag on the bench with two fouls, 90 well, seconds into the game.
Listen, if I had a technical for every time a player hit a shot and looked at the other bench, I mean, that would be a lot of technicals as the Madsen ties it up. That's still a mistake from Mawut, though, and that really hurts them to have him on the bench with the second foul.
And that's two times in the last three games that Kevin Young has seen a starter get two fouls in 90 seconds and hit the bench. Trevin Nell last Saturday and Mawut Mag here today.
Dallin will get the nod from Mawut.
So BYU plays with 2 point guards. Madsen right wing. Post feed to Lovering in the right block. On Demon. A half dig by Saunders. Now Saunders does dig on the double, forcing a deflection out to Sharabjumps. Sharabjumps will hand off to Lovering. A head fake. He'll dive it low, take a hit. He'll shoot free throws. Not a bad thing. Lovering's not a very good free throw shooter at all. At 42%, it'll be Kaba picking up the foul. So two on Mag, one on Kada in a 3-3 ball game. 18:07 to go here in the first half in Salt Lake City. And Lawson Lovering, 18 for 43 on his free throws. Really a struggling part of his game. Misses there, almost predictably. BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Second of two for Lovering, 3-3 our score. 1-for-2 on the trip. Makes the second, Utah back in front. 4-3 Utes. Yegor, front court right side, BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. Richie Saunders will take it to the base right, cut off there by Asar. Sends out to Nell on the wing right. Now Yegor near the timeline. 15-second shot clock. Kevin Young calls the play, and Yegor runs it to the right side. Now starts a drive on Wallin, leans into him, heavy off the window. Tip no good, out of bounds off of BYU. And Yegor is 0-for-2 to start, and there was just no touch on that shot at the window.
Like that was tipped off Utah, but they'll get it, and yeah. Yegor, that's kind of a weakness in his game. He's good at the rim, but little 5 or 6 footers don't seem to go for him.
Asar, angle left. Underhand scoops it, and miscommunication turns into a turnover. And then BYU doesn't grab the loose ball before it hit the sideline, and BYU steps out. That's a possession BYU just gave away. Shaky start, Mark.
Yeah, they look a little shaky, not full-blown panic, but it just...
Utah just handed BYU the ball.
Yeah.
And BYU let it roll to the sideline and stepped out of bounds with it.
Yeah, I think Yegor needs to just kind of take a deep breath. He kind of looks the most unsettled.
BYU just down a point here at 4-3, 2.5 in. Sharp jumps, angle right, try to no-look. Deflection by Saunders. There's a steal. Nell gives it right back. And then fouls. So a kickball. A kickball by Utah. Where will this go? BYU. The Cougs were breaking, and fortunately, Trevin's outlet was kicked, and it will give it back to the Cougs. So BYU will trigger right in front of us. Trevin Nell into Dallin Hall. We're back underway. 2 minutes and 40 seconds in. A halting start for both teams. 4-3, Utah leading BYU. And Utah's not been super sharp either. Angle left, Nell, head faking on Wallin, drives into the paint, cuffs, and is blocked out of bounds by Jake Wallin. He tried to underhand it at the rim, and that was easily rejected by Wallin, the sophomore from Provo and Temp View High School.
Yeah, Utah's got a lot of length. Wallin is tall. He's 6'7", 6'8", long arms.
Almost 3 minutes in, Yegor, the baseline send into Kata on the wing left side. He hears it from the crowd here in Salt Lake City, and a great crowd. Biggest crowd by far for the year. Yegor, the runner off the window, not close. He's 0-for-3. 4-3, Utah leading BYU. The Cougs are 1-for-6 to start. Madsen, 3, top of the key. It's good. Utah's up 7-3. Gabe Madsen's been struggling, but makes his first three in this one. Yegor, angle left, left wing, Nell. Now to Yegor straight away. 3.5 in. BYU's down a game high 4 at 7-3. Dallin will drive the base on Sharabjumps. Cut off on the right block. To Kaba. Kaba's shot bounces around, tips off. The follow good by Richie Saunders. Richie there to score two for BYU and save that possession. Salvage it after a couple of misses down low. 7-5. BYU down just the two.
That's a big play. That's a game-winning play. When your team needed it, Richie found a bucket.
Sharabjumps on the wing right will take the under 16-minute media timeout on the whistle. Lovering outside the right elbow goes across the lane left junction. Hand off to Wallin. Wallin will cup it. Gets tied up by Trevin Nell. And it'll be an arrow to Utah after this timeout. It is Utah 7, BYU 5. We're taking a break with 15:53 to go in the first half. On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Well, the Cougs off to a 2-of-8 shooting start, but down only 2 to the U here at the Huntsman Center. It is Utah 7 and BYU 5, but a rough start for Yegor. 0-for-3 from the field. Mawut Mag, 1-for-1, but after he makes that one, he gets teed up and hits the bench. He has the 1-3 for BYU. Richie Saunders following on a tip. Those are the 5 points for BYU. Utah getting 6 from Madsen and a free throw from Lubring.
Yeah, not a great 4 minutes for BYU. A little bit ugly, a little bit shaky, but still right there in this game. They played pretty good defense. They let Madsen get 3 on a 3-point shot. Madsen hasn't been great from 3 lately, but you know he's going to be good in this game. So they're trying to get after him, but he gave a nice pump fake move to the right and hit a big shot. And so Utah has the lead in this one. But, yeah, BYU, you know, they kind of made it through the first 4 minutes. Hopefully they can settle down a little bit, particularly Yegor. And I think he's able to get to the rim, but he's got to do a better job finishing, obviously.
Gabe Madsen's first field goal attempt tonight was a 2, and he scored on it. Then he makes the 3, so he's got 6 points, and that 3-pointer is career number 262. He's second to Nick Jacobson all-time, Nick with 287. Last year against BYU here on the Hill, Madsen was really good in 35 minutes and 40 seconds. Gabe Madsen at 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Again, leading scorer for the Utes at 16.3 per game, but hit a rough patch of late. Certainly this was good for Gabe to see his first 3 go down here tonight. All right, the first entrance we see now for Keanu Dawes, and he's been the guy. Last 2 games, 16 in each game on 15 for 20 from the field. Keanu Dawes, 6'9", 220 sophomore from Houston, and a Rice transfer checks in for the Utes who trigger beneath their bucket to the right of the standard. Into Madsen, touch pass, Wallin, right corner. Now Sharif jumps on the post up to the cutter, Wallin, up and in, Jake Wallin at the rim. Another layup for Utah, 9-5. Utah scoring at will inside, and BYU not getting much to go inside except for that Saunders follow tip a few moments ago.
Coach Young curious about that, must have been a missed defensive assignment.
Cannon Ketchings checks in for BYU, Dallin Hall now straight away. Yegor's on the bench, Foose checks in, Cannon right corner. Cannon will drive the base on Dawes. The bigger Dawes pushing Cannon out to the corner. Three-pointer from Dallin Hall is no good from the right side. That was an NBA three. And BYU 2-for-9 from the field, trailing by 4, 9-5. Mike Sharif jumps, the Mongolian. No look to Dawes. Dawes to the elbow. Will shoot it from there and in and out from there. Foose gets hit as he grabbed the rebound. No call, but Foose grabs the carom. Down floor Nell and Hall to the trailer. Foose hand back to Dallin straight away. Dallin to the free throw line. Push down the lane as Hall terminates. Smith alley left. Pirouetting away from pressure. Finds Ketchings near the timeline. 15-second shot clock. BYU's down 4, 9-5. 14:45 on the first half game counter. Traore just inside the three-point line finds Ketchings for an open three, and that's no good. BYU's 1-for-5 from deep, and the rebound Jake Wallin, and these shots that they're missing, Mark, aren't particularly close.
No, but that's a good look, and Cannon's guy, nice shot, but it was way off.
Lovering is stripped. BYU a 3-on-1 the other
Gotta
way.
Get this.
Hall will drive it to the rim, miss it, and rebound to Wallin. A 3-on-1. And a miss at the rim, and here comes Utah the other way, and BYU's all out of sorts here at 9-5. The Cougs are 2-for-11 to start.
Why challenge that? You had a runner, and Wallin just a bounce pass, easy layup.
Had 2 runners. Sharif jumps, missing a 3. Nell on the rebound. Utah's 3-for-6. BYU's gotten off 5 more shots already, but a 3-on-1 a moment ago. Saunders dribbles into a 3. There it is. Richie's getting it done for BYU. It's a Mountain America 3-pointer for BYU. The Cougs' second 3, and it's a 1-point game. Richie Saunders with 5 for the Cougs. 3-pointers for Mag and Saunders. Maybe Richie's going to be that guy tonight. 9-8, the Utes lead it by 1, 13:35 to play. BYU 3-for-12, Saunders is 2-for-2. The cutter, Dawes dunks it. Utah at the rim again, converting. Dawes is a dunk specialist.
Utah runs good stuff there. One of the top assist teams in the country.
11-8, Foose will fill, squeeze it up, and score it as he slips beneath the rim. BYU keeps it within 1, 11-10. 13:15 to play. The Cougs answering. Slow bounce for Sharif jumps into forecourt right side. To the top, to the left. Hitchings will pick him up. Stripe extended left side. Dawes. Lovering entry at the left junction. Caleb Lohner, the former Coug, looking to check in. Madsen for three. Top of the key. Off the flange. Rebound Foose. Good board by Traore. Outlet Saunders. Down floor Nell. BYU plays for the lead on this possession. 12:45 to go till the break. 11-10 Utes. BYU led 3-2, and that is it. Floater from Richie, fouled on it. He'll shoot two free throws. Richie Saunders to the free throw line to give BYU the lead. Should he make his free throws? BYU men's basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Bailey's Moving and Storage. Dawson Baker soon to check in for Kevin Young's Cougs. Richie Saunders will shoot two in a one-point ball game. And the free throw good. We're tied up at 11. Richie Saunders with six of BYU's 11.
Richie clearly has come to play what we've come to expect from him. I like that two-man game with Richie and Foose. That's deadly. Richie's the one guy who can hit that little 10-foot jumper.
And two for two. BYU back in front, 12-11. The Cougs' second lead of the night. And nice for BYU to have weathered just a bit of a shaky opening there. They've made a couple lineup changes, and it's been a good change for Kevin Young. He's gotten some good things out of this group. It is Hall with now Baker, catching Saunders and Traore. Mawut Mag, two fouls early to hit the bench. Cave is back on the bench. Corner three, Wallin, no, skips off the back. And Dawson the rebound. Down floor, Dallin. Dallin left side. Dallin top side. Guarded by Hunter Erickson, former Cougar in the game. Richie will drive the base, get right to the rim, pass out of it to the cutter, Dawson. Floats it and scores it, Dawson Baker. Off the assist from Richie Saunders, and BYU by a game-high three now at 14-11. Nice little run going for BYU, 6-0 over the last 65 seconds.
This play by Richie demands a lot of attention from that defense, so when he got in the paint, he was able to find an open Baker.
Cougs settling in nicely. Utah, meantime, 1-for-5 from deep. Little for three. 1-for-6 from deep. A miss by Miro Little, who's really struggling. The Baylor transfer not yet finding his way for the Utes. BYU down floor. Catchings drives the base and knocks it out of bounds himself. Dribbles it out of bounds. Turnover, BYU. It'll be Utah basketball. We come back. 11:48 to play until halftime. It is BYU leading Utah on a 6-0 run by a score of 14.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Take a look at a top 25 game of interest. Boston College just at home against third-ranked Duke. The Dukies have a 49-41 lead in that close matchup. 15 minutes left in the second half. In the NFL, in the NFC Divisional Playoffs, Washington currently a pick six, just barely. They are now up 23-14 at the Detroit Lions. That game with just a few minutes left in the second quarter. Let's get you back to Salt Lake City with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU, which trailed Utah by as many as four early, now leads by three. Still early. 11:48 to play here in the first half. It is BYU 14 and Utah 11. The Cougs are being outshot by the Utes, 40% to 36. But the Cougs have gotten off four more shots than Utah and have made one more three. BYU 2-for-6 from deep. The Utes are 1-for-6 from the three-point line. And if Richie Saunders decides he wants to play all 40 minutes tonight, that's okay with me, Mark.
Yeah, I think this is a good game for him to do that. And he won't. But he's been the guy that really showed up and has gotten BYU this lead. And, BYU's playing all right. Only one turnover just came with Cannon dribbling off his knee out of bounds. But that's kind of the formula. Take care of the basketball. Make enough threes, and they'll be just fine. Caleb Lohner into the game.
Yeah, five Cougars and two former Cougars on the floor right now. And make it three. If you want to call Jake Wallin a former Cougar, he did sign with BYU. So Wallin is out there with the former Cougar Lohner, the former Cougar Erickson, along with Miro Little and Keanu Dawes. Little on the arc left side to Wallin. Wallin played it really well of late. Double-teamed is Wallin. Out to Miro. Miro will keep Wallin in the corner. And Wallin will dribble now and a back down to the left elbow. Out to Hunter Erickson. He'll fake that three. Drive it out to Wallin with a 4-second shot clock. Wallin turnaround jumper. Strong on it. Rebound Richie. With BYU defensive. With a three-point lead and the ball.
Good possession there for Cougars.
Richie thought about the three. Looks to the right corner. Trey Stewart's checked in for early minutes for BYU. Dallin Hall, 30 feet away left side. 11:05 to go till the break. BYU's up 3, 14-11. Dawson Baker dribbled to the right side of the perimeter. Cut off at the right elbow. Low to Foose. Fouled in the back by Lohner. Non-shooting foul. It'll be foul number three against the U. To three for BYU. Assar and Gabe Madsen to recheck in for the Utes. Mag with two. Cato with one. And for Utah, it's Dawes, Lohner, and Assar with one apiece.
Caleb coming off a season of football with the Utes. So got a little football weight on him, I think. Here's Foose working on it.
Jump hook by Foose off the rim. Tough luck for Foose, and that's been a lot of tough luck. Pops off the iron late. Should have been two for BYU, but it stays a three-point lead at 14-11. 10:45 to play till the break. Assar takes a post feed, working on the smaller Dallin Hall. Doubling is Richie. Out to Madsen. Step back triple. Short on it. Rebound Saunders. Richie doing it all out there. Three boards to go along with 7 points for Saunders. BYU stays up three. Cannot expand the lead. Dallin Hall pressured into a pass to Saunders. Richie will drive it. Pass in the corner to Trey Stewart. Touch pass to Hall on the wing left side. 15-second shot. 10:15 on the game. Foose up high. BYU's up three. 14-11. Traore to Trey Stewart, who comes to meet. Left wing Dallin with a 5-second shot clock. He'll drive, take some contact, miss it at the rim. Gets the rebound back, hands off to Foose, who bobbles and turns it over. Back into the hands of Saunders, though. The Cougs keep possession. 12-second shot clock for BYU. Dawson up high. The Cougs really hustling right now. Cuffing and scoring! Dawson Baker driving lane. That's an early Zions Bank shot of the game for BYU late in extended possession. Dawson Baker now with four. It's brought to you by Zions Bank for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. BYU by a game high of five now at 16-11. 8-0 run over the last 3 minutes. Yes, Utah scoreless in 3 minutes. Dawson Baker with the running lay-in off the cuff. Assar will dive past Foose. Turn it over! Oh, no, deflected by BYU out of bounds. Looks like it would be BYU basketball. Somehow it clipped a Cougar on the way out.
It's got Richie's finger, and he will sit. I don't sit him for long if I'm Coach Young. Yegor in.
Saunders will have a break. Yegor in. Saunders on 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He's been the lifeblood of BYU in this game. A 5-point BYU lead. Again, the Utes scoreless now. 4 minutes, 8-0 BYU run. Sharif jumps back in. Jumps it to Assar. Assar finds Erickson, 3-point range right. Low to Lovering. Lovering went for the dunk. Blocked out of his hands, but it settles through the hoop. Lovering's got three, and Utah ends its scoreless drought. BYU's lead down to three at 16-13. BYU still being outshot in this game, 39-35%. Foose, left corner. Backs into and backs down on Lovering. No double on Foose. Foose to the middle. Wait. Jump hook. Missed it over Lovering. Rebound slapped to the corner off of BYU. It's Utah basketball.
Yeah, Foose, he's getting the space he needs, but he's lost a little confidence in that shot. He'll come out. Kaba in.
Foose is 1-for-3 from the field. Under 9 to play. And a low scoring, poor shooting first half. BYU shooting 33%, Utah 38.5%. Lovering, high to Madsen. Give and go back to Lovering. To Assar, drove for the dunk, missed it, got it back, and it'll be a goaltend. Count the bucket for Utah. Four in a row, lead down to one, 16-15.
Utah has not made a lot of threes, 1-for-7, so you can see their focus now is go to the basket, and they're having success.
That's how they beat TCU on Wednesday. Everything at the rim. Yegor back in the game to the top. Yegor, a one-hand whip to Trey Stewart for three left side. Strong on it. Rebound Gabe Madsen. 16-15. BYU 1-point lead. 8:20 to go till halftime. Madsen for the lead. In and out on the three. Kaba secures the rebound. The Utes are 1-for-8 from the three-point line. Yegor down floor left side. BYU 2-for-7. Utah 1-for-8. The lob. Oh! Dallin Hall! And the one-hand finish from Kaba Kata.
Wow, Lovering actually played that pretty well, but it was just too perfect. And what a play from Kata.
The former Ute scores against his old team emphatically. A foul by Demon out front. It'll be Utah basketball after this timeout. 7:50 to go till halftime. Dallin threw it up and reaching back with one hand to catch and crush is Kaba Keita. It's BYU 18, Utah 15. Taking a break at the under 8 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Just before the break, we had what we're going to call our All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth, and maybe he got up 15 feet to secure that pass from Dallin Hall to throw it down with one hand. It was an alley-oop finish from Kaba Keita. We've seen a lot of great two-handed finishes from Kaba on that lob. This was a one-hand reach back. How high did he get? Oh, my. Finish for Kaba. Gives BYU a three-point lead, 18-15.
And Dallin had to throw that over the seven-footer Lovering, so he maybe gave a little bit too much for it, so Kaba couldn't get those two hands, which we're used to seeing him throw the two-handed dunks, and he was able to get it with one hand and throw it down. Incredibly athletic maneuver there, and tough catch and a tough finish, but it was beautiful when he did it.
Yeah, BYU's still not shooting a great number right now, 35%, but really grinding right now. You love the hustle and the want to, I think, from this BYU team early. The Cougs are out rebounding Utah by 112-11. This may not be a work of art tonight for whoever wins this game, shooting percentage-wise or otherwise, but I think you like what you see from BYU in terms of engagement early.
They seem to be really focused and engaged, and ball inbounds to the Utes.
Hunter Erickson, three-point land right, mid-alley right to Lovering. Across the court to Sharif Jumps. He'll drive beneath the bucket. Out to Madsen. Yegor gets a long reach in the way and knocks it out of bounds. Nice work by Yegor. I think it was a good sit for Yegor. Kevin pulled him early. Coach Young pulled him early. Yegor back in the game now. And maybe Yegor's needed to get that stint out of his system in the opening moment. 7 second shot clock, 7:38 game clock. Sharif Jumps into Lovering. Lovering posting up on Nell. Squeezing through a double and missing on the short jump hook out of bounds off the Utes. It'll be BYU basketball. They doubled well, Lovering, who didn't get what he wanted right at the rim.
Another good defensive possession. BYU went to the zone for the first time in that possession, was successful.
So Cougar basketball leading it by three. The BYU game high lead's been five. Utah's large lead four. Yegor to the right wing. Right corner, Nell. Back to Yegor. Nell and Demon are a combined 0 for 2 from deep early. Yegor, hesitation to the right elbow. There's Trevin for three. That's a miss wide right. And saving in is Ezra Asar. Trevin Nell, for his career against Utah, is now 0 for 13 from three. Hopefully that will change at some point tonight. Sharif Jumps, three straight away, ties the game. Three-pointer for Utah after a miss by Nell. Sharif Jumps, a 35% three-point shooter, knocks it down and squares the game. To answer, BYU missing long. Rebound Nell, stripped out of his hands by Erickson, and a foul by Trevin.
Yeah, Trevin had it and just got it knocked away and tried to get it back. He fouls.
Trevin Nell still looking for his first three against Utah in his career, unbelievably.
We all know Trevin's a great shooter, all-time shooter, but he needs to be better in these types of games, these big games.
Nell is 0 for 3 from the field, 0 for 2 from deep. BYU as a team is down to 32%. Yet it's a tie ball game, 18-18. Lovering harassed by Keita up high. Kaba all into Lovering as Sharif Jump steps back for the lead from three. Heavy on it and over the backboard, BYU basketball. 6:26 to go till halftime. BYU is in this ball game despite shooting 31.8% from the field and 22% from three right now. Utah, not a ton better, 36.8% and 20% from three.
Yegor can get downhill on one of these high screens.
Saunders right wing to Yegor for three. Looks good, is good. Yegor Demon, jersey number three, knocks down the three. A Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. BYU back in top on top by three, 21-18.
It was a Happy Gilmore learn to putt shot there as the shot is missed.
Asar missing a mid-range. Spins out. Yegor on the rebound. Down floor, Richie. Richie stops on the arc. Now drives down the base into Asar. Pivots in the post. Waits. Out to Yegor off a deflection. Will fake it. Now take it and miss it from three. He hit the deck thinking it was fouled. But a miss and a rebound to Madsen. Madsen down floor. Trailer Lovering. Hand off Madsen. Top of the key. Gabe down the lane. Gabe to the right block. sends high. Sharif jumps. 5:35 to go till halftime. BYU's up 21-18. Madsen for three, misses at front rim. Yegor secures the carom, takes a hit by Asar, no call. Trevin will lob it up into traffic for Kada. Touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders gives the Cougs a game-high six-point lead.
Another great catch from Kada to know where Richie was. He finds him in the corner.
Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. Timeout to Utah. We'll stay right here with it with 5:13 to go till the break.
Seemed like an ill-advised pass from Trevin trying to get the alley-oop to Kada, and he goes up amongst two or three Utes and gets the catch, with had the presence of mind to know that Richie was in the corner and finds him.
Richie, first player in double figures with 10. Now, why is that significant? Well, this is the first time in Richie Saunders' BYU career that he's scored in double figures in three consecutive games.
I think that's the last step for him, right, Greg, is that consistency to be an all-time great. Get the, you know, count on him for 15 to 20 a game, and he's certainly showing that he's on that track, and it's been great.
Yeah, we sensed
tonight.
We sensed early, Mark, Richie'd be the player of the game for BYU the way this thing was going, and Richie's sitting at 10 on 3 for 3 from the field, 2 for 2 from deep. He's made both of his free throws, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. He really is doing it all. Took a brief blow, but I want to see as much of Richie Saunders as Richie's body will allow tonight. Yes. Here on the Hill.
And you want to finish this last 5 minutes well.
That's
got a
right.
6-point lead, get some good momentum going into halftime. BYU's played excellent defense in this game.
Little 6-0 run for BYU. Mike Sharif jumps, controls the point out front for Utah. Yegor, Mawut, Nell, Saunders, and Traore. Some miscommunication defensively, but I think the Cougs have recovered. Madsen high to Sharif jumps.
They're in that zone.
They are in the zone with a 9-second shot clock. Right wing Dawes. Dawes corner right to Zach Keller, who's checked in. Out to Madsen, a drifting three, not close, but a long rebound to Jake Wallin, a reset. And Kevin Young calling for a foul that was not called as BYU went for the rebound. Sharif jumps, turnaround jumper, in and out, another rebound. Stripped, though, as Dawes saw his pocket picked, and BYU down floor. Saunders cross-court, Yegor. Yegor back to Richie right wing. BYU's up 6. Yegor 35 feet away left side. 4:25 to go till the break. It's 24-18. Yegor left wing Trevin. Trevin will drive it. Cut off mid-alley left. Now it's wing right, the pass to Richie. Perimeter left, Demon. Under 10 on the shot. Yegor bounced to the top. Takes a shove from Dawes. Free throw line jumper.
Get in.
It is. And one! Took the hit at the free throw line. Rim, window, rim, and in. And the foul. A chance for a three-point play as the Cougs extend their run to 8-0, and Yegor can make it 9 at the line. The Cougar lead is 8 at 26-18.
A really good screen from Foos to free up Yegor for that little jumper. It's not his strong suit, but he took contact and still able to get it up and score it. So a really impressive job from Yegor.
It's all about the finish to the half, though, Mark. You keyed on it. 4:12 to go now. Yegor with a free throw make can give BYU a 9-point lead on a 9-0 run. This game was tied at 18. The Utes 0 for their last 6, 1 for their last 9. Scoring drought of nearly 3 minutes as Yegor misses the free throw. Lawson Lovering the rebound. We're going to see Mason Madsen check in. Did not play at TCU. Played only 5 minutes against OSU. The twin brother of Gabe, Mason Madsen, soon to check in. BYU's up 8. Wallin low to Lovering. Mid-alley right. Now right block. Stumbles in the post on Yegor. To the middle. Back to the base. Pivoting. Squeezing it up and missing. Tip no good. Tip collected by Yegor. Hit. Deflected out to Saunders. 3-on-1. He'll bounce it to Catchings, and Catchings bobbles out of bounds. And Utah basketball. Another 3-on-1 goes begging for BYU. And Catchings, for the second time, has dribbled out of bounds here in the first half. A turnover will give Utah the ball when we come back. BYU is looking for a 10-point lead on the break. Another fast break goes begging for BYU. But the Cougs are on an 8-0 run. 26-18, 3:43 to go till halftime. Taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Well, if you're Utah, you're probably thinking, we can't play much worse here on our home floor, and yet we're not getting run out of the game. We're still in the game. If you're Utah, down 8 right now at 26-18, the Utes are shooting 28% 17% from the arc, and have made just 2 of 4 free throws, and they're being out-rebounded by BYU. The Cougs doing just enough to have an 8-point lead at 26-18, but they'd be up double digits with a couple of transition finishes. They've had a couple of 3-on-1s here in the first half, Mark. They've gotten 0 points up.
Yeah, it's that time of the game. It seems like almost every game where you think BYU's playing well, but they should have a bigger lead than they do. And, yeah, that's 2 3-on-1 fast breaks. That should be like a 98% success rate. And BYU's 0 for 2 on them. And Cannon with two dribbles off the knee or off the knee, hit off the knee in a place where he should have had two easy buckets.
So it should be a double-digit lead as it stands. It's an 8-point cushion for BYU. Lovering gets to the middle, misses a jump hook, and there's a late whistle. It'll put Lovering at the line where he's by no means automatic. The foul will go against Cannon Catchings. So Catchings on a scoreless day with 2 turnovers and now a foul. He's 0 for 1 from the field. And Lovering will shoot 2. Lovering just 1 for 2. And that's above his average as he's only 42% on the season. Now 19 for 45 at the line. Now 20 for 46 as he makes the first of 2. 26-19, BYU leads 7. So we're in the under 4-minute stanza here. How will the Cougs finish this out? Lovering, 2 of 2. Made them both. He's made 3 in a row. That's unusual for Lovering. 6-point game, 26-20.
A little smaller lineup, see if they can spread Utah out, get a good look from 3.
Dallin up top. Dallin Hall hands to Foose, who straddles the 3-point line to Saunders. Quick pull and fire and in and out from 3. And then Foose knocks the rebound out of bounds. It's Utah basketball.
I don't know about that one either. A quick call. Looked like Foose had good position, knocked off Lovering, but another whistle goes to the Utes.
That's Saunders' first miss of the night from anywhere. 26-20, Utah looking to weather its own storm. Catchings had the strip and then is fouled by Lovering. So Cannon stripped Lovering, and as Lovering tried to get the ball back, he hit Catchings, so a foul against Utah. That'll be the 5th against the Utes. Lovering picks up his first. Fouls are now 5 for the Utes and 6 for the Cougars. BYU basketball with a 6-point lead. Mark, you want to really push this thing to double digits by halftime.
That was a good positive play for Cannon. Maybe that'll help him get going.
Dallin dribbles into a 3 look. Now Cannon for 3, strong on it. Good offensive rebound, Foose. Catchings 0 for 2.
Got a 1-on-1 here.
Offensive foul, Foose, as Lovering really sold it. He went flying as Foose put a forearm into Lovering's chest. And so another possession goes begging for BYU. Stays a 6-point game, 26-20. Now Lovering got his money he was worth on that one. It was like he was off a trampoline.
Boost doesn't know his own strength.
Well, BYU's chance to push the lead is slipping away a little bit here late in the first half. We'll see what the Utes can do here to close a 6-point gap. BYU's played well enough to lead at 26-20. They had their moments. A lob to Lovering just outside the left elbow. He'll back down on Saunders. There could be an offensive foul on that, but they don't call it. That's a jump hook by Lovering. He's got 7 to pace the Utes, and the Utes are within 4. An elbow jumper by Saunders is no good, and rebounded by Utah. And this feels like Utah pushing right back into it. Sharp jumps, lobs to Lovering, fouled in the back by Nell. And that'll be 7, 1-1 for Utah. But they got the right guy shooting up here, BYU. It's Lovering, but he has made 3 in a row, which only means that Lovering is due for a miss on a front end. So foul number 7, but BYU leading by 6, leading by 8 at one point at 26-18, and have gone scoreless since going up 26-18, and Utah now can cut into what is a 4-point deficit.
Well, they gave Cannon a technical for looking at the Utah bench, and Lovering was pretty flagrant in what he did after he got fouled and talking to Trevin Nell. He misses it.
Front end miss, as you knew was coming, and then Utah fouls in the fight for the rebound. That'll be foul number 6 against the Utes, BYU basketball. So it'll be bonus, single bonus rest of the way, or at least until someone picks up a 10th foul. But it's 8 for BYU and 6 for Utah. So BYU will be shooting a bonus free throw on the next Utah foul. 2:10 to go. Still a chance for BYU to finish the half strong, but it's down to a four-point game. 26-22, BYU in front. Yegor runs it to the right side. He's open, guarded by Mason Madsen. Drives into Mason. Cut off mid-alley right. Pass right wing to Dallin Hall. The two-point guards play together for BYU. Dallin's going to run it into the paint. Hand to Foos, or rather, to Kaba. Kaba blocked. Jump hook. Second attempt, no. And the rebound to Utah.
Three or four empty possessions for BYU.
Scoreless drought of 2.5 minutes for BYU. Oh, for the last four. Sharab Jams takes a hit on his way to the rim on the reverse lay-in. He will shoot two. And the foul will be called against. They said, yeah, Dawson Baker. Baker picks it up. Well, the Cougs had their shot. Push this out, and it's been all Utah since BYU went up 26-18. The Cougs 0 for the last five, scoreless in almost 3 minutes. Here in this final four-minute stance. Stanza. Sharp jumps for the free throw. Good. He's got four. Sharp jumps. Transferred from San Francisco. Before that, he was at Dayton. It was against BYU while playing for Dayton that he had 15 points down in the Bahamas in a game BYU came back from down big to win. And Sharp jumps, goes 2 for 2, whole new ball game here as Utah makes it a 2-point game. 6-0 Utah run after BYU went up 8. Baker straight away. Baker, crossover drive kick. Yegor will fake that 3. Left wing Dallin won't take it from the arc. Gets into Mason Madsen. Scoops off the window, misses, but he draws a foul. I think it's out front, 1-1. Or two shots. It's 1-1. That's foul number 7. Tony doesn't notice it. It's 1-1 for BYU. He's calling sideline. That's 1-1. So here we go. Free throws for BYU. Dallin goes to the line on foul number 7 by the Utes in a 2-point game. The Cougs have gone scoreless in almost 3 minutes after going up 8.
Dallin yet to score here. Big front end.
BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Free throw good by Hall. BYU's up 3 at 27-24. Neither team will get near 40% from the field here in the first half. BYU at 32, Utah at 31. Dallin 2 for 2. BYU 4 of 5 at the line. The Utes 6 for 9 at the stripe. BYU's lead back to 4, 28-24. Got 1:15 to play till halftime. Can BYU lead at the break? The Cougs are 10-3, leading at halftime this year. Utah's not won a game when trailing at halftime this year. Lovering gets doubled by Hall. Passes out of it. Deflection. Kaba knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Utah ball with a 9-second shot clock. Nice reach by Kaba, but just deflected it out. What Mag will check back in with two fouls. He only played 90 seconds before hitting a 3 and picking up a tee on the same play and sat with 2.
One of the things I love about Yegor is he's a point guard, but he's guarding Lovering, the 7-footer, on the post and doing a heck of a job.
28-24 Cougs. They're guarding a short shot clock. Jake Wallin will trigger in front of the BYU bench. The former BYU commit will send in to Mike Sharp jumps. Sharp jumps from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. A crossover into a 3 over Demin. Knocks it down. Late shot clock 3. Kevin Young calls timeout. 1-point ball game.
Yeah, Sharp Johnson's hit 2 big threes here to keep Utah in this one.
BYU deflects loose balls, can't keep it in, misses on a couple of 3-on-1s. Simple little plays that keep Utah in the game. And now it's a whole new ball game at 28-27. BYU's 8-point lead is all but gone. The Cougs no field goals in 3.5 minutes. Mark, you said, how would they finish the first half? And the answer to this point, not very well.
Yeah, it has not been pretty really for either team, so you just kind of wipe this half off and get ready to play the second half. Not a really impressive basketball game. I guess you could say a really nice defended basketball game, but has not been pretty.
BYU did lead 26-18. Since then, it is 9-2 Utah.
Coach Young called timeout because he'll want to get a set play where he gets a look that he likes quickly.
I think he wanted
a 2-for-1.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. So good chance for BYU to finish the half with a little burst here. Two looks. in the final 45.9. And again, Utah's not won a game all year when trailing at the break, and BYU's got a chance to make sure the Utes will trail at the break. Saunders to Hall. We're in. Right wing Dallin to Ritchie. A quick pull and fire. Missed the three long. Offensive rebound. Kaba reset to Yegor. 15-second shot clock. 35-second game clock. BYU now 4 for 15 from deep. Dawson will accelerate. Float it and score it. Nicely done. Dawson Baker with 6 here in the first half. And 22.1 to play. Shot clock is off. And BYU with a 3-point lead. Defends Mike Sharif jumps down the right side of the floor. Down to 10 for Mike. Hands off to Madsen. Madsen, right wing, into Lovering. Lovering, shove off. Did he shove off? He did.
Yes.
Offensive foul on Lovering. And so, as Dallin Hall took the brunt, that's a Utah turnover, and BYU will lead at halftime. We know that. It's 30-27. Can the Cougs expand the lead? BYU will have 5.2 seconds remaining here in the first half as Lovering picks up his second foul. That was an offensive foul that turns into a turnover. And now BYU. Now 5.2 is plenty of time. You can go the whole length of the floor dribbling and get a good look. Don't need to hurry this too quickly.
We always try to emphasize that, but then someone shoots it with like 3 seconds, half court.
So Yegor will inbound with 5 seconds to Hall. With 4 and with 3. There's 3 dribbles. There's 4. There's 5. There's the shot. And the shot is short.
So no Jimmer
at the horn. Nope, not that. 30-27, BYU by 3. Halftime recap is next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Only 3 points separate BYU and Utah heading into half number two. 0 points separate these two teams in the paint. Bringing us to our points in the paint check brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. And paint points in the first half were dead even. 12 for BYU and 12 for Utah. That's the paint part. As for the glass, BYU out-rebounded Utah 23-20, including a 7-3 edge on the opposite boards. 30-27, BYU leading Utah heading into half number two here on the Hill.
Looking at the stats, I thought BYU had a pretty nice half. Now it's just a matter of continue to take care of the ball, maybe knock it down a couple more threes, and they'll be in good shape in this. I thought defensively they were terrific. Madsen got loose a little bit early for 5 points, but they did a pretty nice job on him. And I thought Lovering, Yegor Damon did a nice job when he was in guarding him, but that's what Utah's going to do. They're not going to probably beat you from the three. They're going to try and really crash it, and you need to be tough inside.
BYU had only 4 first-half turnovers. 2 of them came from Cannon Catchings, who only played 6 minutes. He dribbled it off of his body out of bounds on the baseline on 2 occasions, and those were 2 of BYU's 4 giveaways in half number one. So playing and not scoring in the first half, Catchings, Stewart, and Nell. Nell was 0 for 3, 0 for 2 from 3. I've got to think, before this night is out, Trevin Nell's going to make a 3 to end his 0 for against Utah for his career. It is crazy to think that Trevin's never made a 3 against Utah. 0 for 13 over his BYU career against this one team.
BYU will get the ball here, and even though we want the 3s, I'd like to see BYU be a little more aggressive to the rim. I thought Dawson Baker did a heck of a job in the first half on that.
Dawson was 6 points on 3 for 4. We're underway. BYU back to front, left to right as we see it. And you hear it. The BYU forecourt right in front of us to the right. Same starting 5 for BYU. Yegor will drive it and send out to Ritchie. And
it's not helping.
Wave off the shot. It's a foul on Jake Wallin.
That's too bad because BYU running a set play. And Ritchie had an open 3, which he hit. But Randy called the foul on Wallin.
The foul hurts BYU. 15 seconds in. Demon on the arc right side. He'll take it to the top. Free himself from Sharif jumps. Now he's got Wallin on the switch. Yegor to the free throw line. Jumper from there short. Rebound Lovering. Outlet Wallin.
It's all Dave there for on a steal.
Nell ahead to Ritchie. Ritchie takes a foul and scores the lay-in. 3-point play chance. Listen to the BYU crowd here on the Hill. The steal turns into a sprint and a score. Richie scores the lay-in as he took it into or took with two Utes trailing him. And he scores the lay-in. They're gonna they might call Madsen for the rake on that. They will. So Gabe Madsen picks up his first. The Utes have two early. And BYU takes a 32-27 lead. 32-27. The score stays as Richie misses the free throw. The scoreboard mistakenly had BYU at 34. The score is 32-27. BYU is now 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Madsen fumbles it, and Sharp jumps, comes away with it. Wallin near the sideline, jumps it in the corner to Gabe for three. Short, rebound. Nell, Madsen's 1 for 7 from deep. Cross court, Demon, Trevin. Is this it? Yes, it is! Trevin Nell, there it is! His first ever three against the U. He pumps his arms as the Cougs take an 8-point lead. The Cougs score the first five in the second half, and that is three-pointer number 200 in the career of Trevin Nell.
You just had to speak it into existence, Greg. Beautiful shot.
Asar will drive into Kaba and miss it at the rim. He'll shoot two free throws, though. Kaba was up and down, but the contact will put Asar to the line. Asar not a sure thing. 61% on his free throws. 11 for 16. Doesn't get there a lot. This is game number 17. He's taken only 16 free throws on the year. Ezra Asar will shoot two on the foul by Kada. So Trevin Nell joins the 200 club. Seventh BYU player with 200 or more threes. And Trevin can put that 0-4 to bed. You knew it was coming, and it came early in half number two. The free throw made by Asar. So that cuts the lead to seven. BYU's game-high lead was eight. Shrunk to three at the break. Expanded to eight early in the second half. And now it's seven on the free throw make by Asar. The Cougs open the second half 5-0. Now 5-1 and 5-2 as Asar goes 2-for-2. So BYU misses a free throw, and Utah makes two at the other end. BYU leading it by 6, 35-29. They threw the lob to Kaba, came out of his hands, and Utah the other way. Asar down the lane. He hammers it with two hands. So BYU misses a lob at one end, and Ezra Asar dunks it at the other, and just like that, this game turns right back around. 35-31, the 8-point lead cut in half. Another floater by Richie this time. That might be a lob. Instead, it was a shot by Richie, and he scores it in the paint. BYU back up 6, 37-31. Cable was diving to the rim, but Richie shot it. Now Madsen for three, and that is off the back iron once and twice. Lovering grabs the rebound and dunks.
The Wood just got it ripped away from him. It was a 50-50 ball.
Free throws and dunks for Utah. And now a steal on a cross-court pass from Demon and a foul by BYU. BYU was leading it by 8 seconds ago, feeling good. And now it's a 4-point game, and off another turnover and a foul, it's Utah basketball.
Be the third foul on Kaba, so he'll sit. Poos in. It's just a hustle play from Lovering, taking that away from the Wood for a dunk. Got the miss you wanted from Gabe, and they couldn't get the rebound.
Second half couldn't have started it any better, but the free throw miss started a string of good things for Utah the other way. Madsen starts to Lovering outside the free throw line. Harassed by Demon, gives to Sharp jumps. Mike will dive to the left block. 1 foot fall away, no, and out of bounds off of BYU.
Another call goes against BYU. Looked like Lovering hit that out of bounds. Foos had an inside position.
And Mark, the 50-50 plays tonight.
They're getting misses, and the 50-50s are coming on the rebounds.
Madsen dribbles into a three left side. Air ball into the hands of Lovering. Dunk. Can you believe it? 37-35, BYU leads. That lead of eight down to two. Yegor is fouled. Fans thought it was a straight turnover. It's a foul, and BYU will have the basketball on foul number three by the Utes in half number two.
That'll be three on Lovering, too, which is big. He's been a one-man wrecking crew here.
How many dunks does Utah have here in the second half? Three?
Yeah, the initial defensive possession is great, and they're getting dunks off rebound putbacks.
Ah,
I'd go at Lovering with those three fouls. Here's Foos.
Foos backs down on Lovering. Knocked out of his hands. Goes into him. Blocked by Lovering. And he and Foos get tied up and fall to the floor. And what's the call going to be here? Is there a call?
Yeah, Foos.
Foul on Foos. Well, every time BYU's gotten to an 8-point lead, it's gone the other way in a hurry. 37-35, Cougar lead 2. Utah basketball. Foul on Foos is number 2. Both teams have 3 fouls early in half number 2. Waleen, right side, left wing, sharp jumps. BYU in a 2-3 defensively to Lovering. Low to Assar, right at the rim again. 8-point lead is gone.
Foos is getting caught flat-footed. He needs to help Richie there. The foul on the baseline on Madsen. Nell went baseline and was knocked out.
The foul to Waleen, his second, fourth team foul against Utah. BYU led 36-28. Since then, 9-1.
Another foul out front.
Wow. Utah racking up the fouls. It was 35-27, not 36-28. 35-27 on the Nell 3. Since then, it's a 10-2 Utah run. Either way, after the 8-point lead, it's been all Utah. 37-all, 16-15 to go here on the hill. Nell to the top, free for 3, and missed it, but he was fouled. No! Offensive foul!
I'd say Nell kicked his foot out.
Nell is called for the offensive foul, missed the 3, called for the foul on the kick out, and now Utah can play for a lead.
I've never seen that called as a foul, even if there's contact.
Ten to two, Utah run, 6-0 spurt currently. BYU never pushed a lead to double digits here tonight. Got close. A couple of 8-point leads, but never able to get over top. Sharp jumps, left side. Dribbles and lobs in to Lovering. Lovering backing down on Saunders. Sees a double grab by Dallin. A missed jump hook. A stick back by Azar is good. Offensive rebound, stick backs, and scores here in the second half.
I don't think they've scored once on their first attempt.
A slip screen, pass to Traore, BYU down 2, Foos down low, goes up with it, and scores at the rim. We're tied back at 39. Utah, 4 offensive rebounds for 6 second chance points here in the second half. 39-39 as Foos scores. 15-25 to play. We'll have a 15-minute ball game. Under 16-minute timeout coming on the whistle. Assar is coming alive. He's got 10, averaging 10.2. Assar on the post up, low right, shuffled the feet, no call, squeeze it up and in. Assar's got a dozen. BYU the other way, down 2, 41-39. Everything Utah's doing is inside right now. A loose ball in the right corner, Foos corrals, Dallin Hall right wing. 41-39 Utes. Dallin will drive and stop at the free throw line, out to Richie. Richie to the baseline. Leaning into Waleen. Blocked back into his hands. Goes up and he's fouled. No foul. A block shot and no call. And Utah basketball the other way. Assar nearly traveled. Nearly turned it over. And resets to Waleen. The officials swallow, or the officials swallowing whistles here on either end of the floor. On a crazy sequence. Sharp jumps left wing. Madsen enters it to Lovering. To Assar on the base. Into Foos. Up and in again. Utah's just going to town inside on BYU. 4-point lead for Utah. Ties the game-high cushion. Timeout on the floor. 14:05 to go. Utah 43, BYU 39 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. With the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices, 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU led Utah at halftime 30-27. Then the Cougs come out and scored the first 5 of the second half. And so there's BYU with an 8-point lead. They've quieted the Utah crowd. 35-27 the lead. But in the last 4.5 minutes, BYU's been outscored 16-4 since going up 8. And in those 4.5 minutes, Ezra Asar has 12 points. He had 2 points in 20 minutes in the first half. He has 12 in 4.5 minutes. And the scoring summary shows Asar free throw, Asar free throw, Asar dunk, Asar layup, Asar jumper, Asar layup, Asar layup.
BYU's got to go with the bigger lineup because they're getting dominated in the paint. 9-2 on the boards since halftime. And I think they're going to try and put Boskovich in, just a bigger guy in down there. But they're just, whether it's Lovering or Asar down low, those two guys are just dominating BYU on the boards and then putting it back in.
Utah is 16 for 23 inside the three-point line.
Yeah, I think, I know Kaba's got three fouls, but BYU's, Poos is just kind of lost to me defensively. He doesn't quite know what to do. He's a step slow. He's going to stay in the game, but I think you have to go back to Kaba just for his physical presence sooner rather than later.
BYU shooting 38% on its twos. And Utah is shooting 70% on its twos. That's your ball game. Despite the fact BYU's made two more threes than the Utes, the Cougs trail by four as Utah is eating BYU up at the rim. Boskovich right wing, Dallin Hall. Mihailo hasn't played in quite a while. Dallin out front. Left side. And now mid-alley left to Foos. Reverse pivot to face. And now a back down. A send out to Hall with a 4-second shot clock. Hands off to Foos. Foos hammers it home. Dallin drew the defense. And a little handoff to Traore. And Foos with a dunk to answer. And BYU's down 2. 43-41. Utah's led by 4 a couple of times. BYU's led by 8 a couple of times.
Need to reassert themselves defensively and on the boards here. Boskovich will pick up the foul, which is okay. He's just really pushing on Lovering.
Utah 5 fouls in the second half, and BYU also with 5. And that'll be the under 16-minute media timeout, as the previous timeout was a team-called break. So we'll break once again. 13:26 to go here on the Hill. It is Utah 43 and BYU 41. Utah basketball. When we come back to the Huntsman Center on the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the New Skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. We have a one-possession game here on the Hill. Utah 43 and BYU 41. The Utes erased an early second-half 8-point deficit to lead by 4. It's now a 2-point game with 13:26 to play here on the Hill.
Well, BYU's had trouble in these types of games. Texas Tech, TCU, in the second half, teams just kind of going in isolation with the back down. And I think BYU can't afford to let Utah continue to do that. I think you're going to have to aggressively double that and then try and recover, because BYU just one-on-one has not been able to stop that in these types of games.
Coming out of the under 16-minute media timeout, BYU being led by Richie Saunders, 14. Ezra Asar with 14, but 12 of them have come in the first 7 minutes of the second half.
You got Lovering on the bench. I think BYU's got to trying to make some hay while he's sitting.
Asar, Madsen, Sharif, Joms, Lohner back in, and Wallin will trigger. BYU with Hall, Baker, Saunders, Traore, and Boskovich. Lohner takes the inbound and jumps it to Sharif Joms, left wing. Reverse to Madsen, right side. Base right, Asar. Lohner beneath the bucket. Another easy bucket inside for Utah. That's now 28-20 in points in the paint. Mark, I said moments ago it was dead even. And now Utah has an 8-point advantage in the paint. And Lohner this time scores for the first time tonight.
A complete defensive lapse there. Give Lohner an easy bucket.
Utah shooting 70% inside the 3-point line. Foos gets right to the rim to answer. Nice move by Foos there to go hard to the base and score over Lohner to make it 2 points again. 45-43, Utah leads BYU. Utah not good from three, but on fire from two. A bobble by Wallin, a takeaway by BYU. Cougs can tie or take a lead. Dallin Hall, front court left side. Right wing Richie in the corner.
Richie's
to Boskovic. Return to Richie. Left wing Dallin. Hall lobs it to Traore. Madsen and now Lohner. Double leaves Baker open for three. Missed it. Tip, yes.
Hey.
Was it Boskovic or
Foose?
Yes.
Boskovic.
Mihailo ties the game at 45 on the three-point miss by Baker. The follow tip and we're square. 12:15 to play here on the hill. Sharp jumps to the top. Left wing Wallin. Skip pass right side Osar. Osar squares up Foose. Dribbles into him. Spins on him. Waits. Up and in. They can't stop Ezra Osar. It's automatic. Everything Utah does at the rim is up and in right now.
They've got to double that. I mean, they've got to.
47-45. Utah back up two. Hall for the lead. Missed the three. Rebound Osar. BYU 5 for 19 from deep. Dallin's 0 for 3.
Two really good looks. Go begging.
47-45 Utes. Under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle as Foose knocks it out. We'll take that break. 47-45 Utes lead the Cougs. 11:41 to play on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Looking for the perfect...
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Going to the NFL for this scoreboard update in the third quarter. Just at the end of the third quarter, 27 seconds left. Washington currently still leads Detroit, 31-28 in Detroit. Jaden Daniels having himself a night in the divisional playoff round. 18 for 26 for 257 and two TDs as the Commanders take a lead into the fourth quarter, 31-28. Now back to Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game includes something for everybody at JCW's. From burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Well, Ezra Osar cannot be stopped in this one. 16 points with 14 coming after halftime. And we're still only 8 minutes and 19 seconds into the second half. Last couple of games, Ezra Osar was getting to the free throw line a lot. In fact, the last two games, 11 for 16 at the line. He's over 90 free throw attempts on the season. Tonight, he's only at 2 free throw attempts, but is making hay around the rim. 7 for 9 for Ezra Osar. And Utah, without the three-point shot being much of a factor at all, they're 3 for 16. They've gone 15 for 25 inside the three-point line.
Yeah, it's all in into getting it in the paint. And why not when Osar is doing so well? Curiously, neither he or Lovering is in the game right now. But we'll see.
What's BYU's lineup? Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Cannon Catchings re-enters. Fusteni Traore and Mihailo Boskovic. Boskovic scoring 2 points a moment ago. 47-45, Utah leading it and with the ball. 11:30 to play here on the hill. Hunter Erickson, former Cougar, to the top. Right wing, Wallin. Playing with Lohner. Will drive it into Foose. Foose blocks Jake Wallin. Block shot by Traore into the hands of Hall. Hall front court right side, right corner Catchings. Won't take that. Will go out to Dallin right wing. Dallin Hall calls for a Catchings high screen. Instead passes to Cannon. Foose trying to clear space down low as it stays high to Hall. Down to a 12-second shot clock, 11:10 on the game clock. BYU down two, 47-45. Traore sees a double out to Catchings. Will pass it right wing to Baker. Down to three, down to two. Desperation three off the iron. Offensive rebound. Foose on a reset. Foose has it knocked away, taken away. Turnover number seven for BYU after a three-point miss, a great rebound, and then a knock away, and Cannon Catchings fouls out front.
Great rebound by Foose, but Dawson brought his man in the paint. Foose had a, looked like an easy putback, and he had to wait for Dawson to clear and then had a high dribble knocked away.
Hall, Traore, Boskovic will sit. Kata, Demon, and Nell will enter for BYU. 10:40 to go. Utah lead just two, 47-45. Anybody's ball game. No one's led by double digits at any point. Dawes for three. Wouldn't you know it?
Wow. He just stepped up and hit that one. Everybody's surprised.
A 24% three-point shooter steps on a night when no one can hit a three but Sharp jumps, and he knocks it down. Dawson will drive it from the arc, float it, and miss it wide left. Offensive rebound to Kata. Kata hands off to Catchings. Catchings has it knocked away, but into the hands of Kata. A reset to Trevin. Straight away, three. Strong. Rebound, Kata. Another offensive rebound. Cannon's turn. Right wing Cannon for three. That's good. Cannon catchings for three. And BYU makes it a two-point game at 50-48. Man, did BYU need that after a Keanu Dawes three-pointer moments ago. He was only 4-for-17 from three was Dawes before his make. Cannon catchings. Good to see one go through the hoop for KC. Dawes, angle left. Straight away, Madsen. Cycle to Hunter Erickson. Erickson into a deep three. That's good. Hunter Erickson's first points come on a second consecutive three for Utah. Utah leads by five for the second time tonight. Game-high lead. Demon is fouled by Erickson. Utah sitting at three threes all night, and then back-to-back threes by Dawes and Erickson. The former Cougar, Hunter Erickson, last year in 28 bench minutes against BYU, scored 8 points with a rebound and two assists. Hunter was one for his last nine for three, coming in two tonight. So, of course, he drills the three against BYU. That gives the Utes a 53-48 lead. Demon will trigger to the right of the bucket. 9:25 to go. Plenty of time. Two-possession game. Out to Cato on the three-point line. Hands off to Yegor. Both teams will be shooting the rest of the way. Both teams on six team fouls. Cannon with another three. Spins out. Mason Madsen tracks down the rebound. Taps to Erickson. BYU 6-for-23. 6-for-22. I know, 6-for-23 from deep. BYU lost the Texas Tech game on really poor three-point shooting, and another one of those nights. Mason Madsen will drive, get blocked out of bounds by Kaba. Wow, it stays inbounds somehow. Wow.
That happened.
How did it stay inbounds? Hit somebody, and Demon comes the other way.
Good block, though.
That was a volleyball spiked by Kaba that didn't go out of bounds. Yegor, little hesitation runner to the rim, fouled on a scoop. He'll shoot two on the miss.
Yeah, every point critical now. These are big free throws from Yegor.
BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you.
That block actually hit the underside of the backboard, kept it in bounds.
So Yegor, two shots, right? This is a shooting foul. It is foul number seven on Utah. Free throw missed by Yegor. He's in the mid-60s on his free throws. BYU's only taken seven tonight, made four.
Yeah, well, guys need to step up. BYU are not doing it. Utah, seven of their last nine from the field.
It's how BYU lost the Texas Tech game, Mark. Was free throw shooting in the 50s and three-point shooting in the 20s and 0 for 2 for Yegor. In a two-possession game, two misses at the free throw line. And BYU, on a 50% free throw night, trails Utah by five. But this game is in a tenuous state right now. Wallin from the short corner left. Nice dig by Cannon for a strip and a steal. Well done by Catchings. And Cannon's going to take it all the way down the lane. Finger roll miss. Offensive rebound. Richie couldn't secure it. And Utah the other way. BYU in transition tonight, Mark, has really struggled to convert. Wallin straight away three. Wide right slaps off the window. Yegor on the rebound. Utah surviving three-point shooting at 26%, but BYU's at the same number. Yegor lobs it up for Kaba to throw down. That's an easy two for BYU, and it's a one-possession game, 53-50. Cougs is trying to grind something out here, find a way to get back on top of the U and get out of here with a W. Such a big game where this game falls in the schedule. Hunter Erickson up top, right wing Dawes, 53-50. Hunter for three, in and out. Rebound tapped to the boundary and out of bounds off of Utah. It'll be BYU basketball after this. 7:32 to go here on the hill. It's a one-possession game. It's a three-point game. It's Utah 53. It's BYU 50. Cougar basketball. When we come back to the Huntsman Center after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU's large lead, 8 on a couple of occasions. Utah's large lead, 5 on a couple of occasions. It's a three-point game right now. Utah 53 and BYU 50. Well, one of those games where you just don't care what your final point total is or your shooting percentage, no matter where it is, from the field, the arc, the line, just have more points than your opponent at the end. It's just not going to be pretty tonight. Whoever wins this one will have survived this game. You simply hope that BYU is the survivor, Mark, because there's a stretch where you've gotten a home win. You go on the road to play a beatable Utah team, which, by the way, has attracted its largest crowd by almost twice its previous high this year. And then you go on the road to play an 0-6 Colorado team before you go back home. So there's a possibility of a four-game win streak if you play your cards right, but this game becomes the linchpin to all of it.
Yeah, we're seeing a little bit better defense and rebounding here. BYU have a chance to get back and tie this or be one behind. They're in this game. Now it's just a battle. 7.5 minutes of a battle.
BYU in forecourt. Demon high to Saunders. Yegor to the right. Foose will go low. Double is Demon outside. They cycle it from Saunders to Ketching's left wing. Now Richie will drive, fade away, and air ball it. No call. Rebound into the hands of Lohner.
Got to go to the rim, not fade. Draw some contact, maybe get to the line.
Richie 2 for his last 8 from the field. Started off so hot tonight. Asar on the wing left side. Asar drives into Saunders, past Saunders. Richie blocks him, and the ball goes out of bounds. What's the call going to be? Just out of bounds off of Saunders on the block. So an 8-second shot clock for Utah. .655 on the clock, 8 seconds on the shot timer. 53-50 Ute. Sharov jumps, doubled in the right corner, out to Lohner, down to 4, down to 3. A skip pass to Madsen, who airballs a 3. This will be a shot clock violation. It goes into BYU's hands.
Coach Young doesn't like that. He felt like his team had it and could go in transition. Now Utah defense will be able to set up.
Fans are booing as Kevin Young's continuing his conversation with Tony Padilla down the floor. But either way, it's a miss. Madsen really chucked it up. I think he had a little bit of time to settle, but he almost touch pass shot it and airballed it. BYU down 3 again. Demon doubled near the timeline. It cycles to an open Ketchings for 3, and he's short on that. BYU 6 for 24 from deep. A 25% three-point night for BYU. Maybe the Cougs undoing if they can't win it. He said the same thing against Texas Tech as Asar scores off the window. Asar's got 18, 16 in the second half. Unstoppable force for the Utes. Demon, cross-court Ketchings. Angle left Hall, now Yegor right wing. BYU down 5, 55-50. 6 even to go. Yegor. Nice strong drive. Bank and score past Sharov Johns.
With a lot of contact, no whistle.
Cougs aren't getting much of a whistle, are they?
Nope.
And there's a certain official in the building that I don't know that, well, it's not fair necessarily to single out because it's kind of gone. There have been times when both ways have seen a bit of a swallow of the whistle, but there's a little bit of let them play here tonight. Hunter Erickson sees it poked away by Hall. High to Madsen. Madsen will drive around Saunders. Saunders strip. Yegor on the steal. 3-on-2 for BYU. Yegor to the top. Transition opportunity for BYU. Hall won't shoot it. High for Saunders for the lead. He missed it front rim. A tap by Kada. And a tie-up. Arrow goes to Utah. Did a timeout get called? Timeout called. So Randy McCall will give Utah the timeout. And this really isn't a night where it's about the officials. It's just it's a grind both ways. Teams really fighting this one out. Not every whistle is going to be your way.
Now, Dallin Hall passes up an open three to get Richie an open three, and Richie misses it. I mean, you just have to find a way to make these shots.
So 5:16 to play and a 30-second timeout, so we stay right here with it.
Cabe did a nice job tipping that backwards, and Cannon a little flat-footed. Looks like he could have got there, but was late to Sharp jumps.
So 5:16 to go in a one-possession game, 55-52. BYU now shooting 24% at the three-point line, 50% at the free throw line. It is what cost BYU the Texas Tech game, a game that felt very much like this, a one-possession game late. And the Cougs had their worst three-point day percentage-wise of the year and shot in the 50s from the free throw line and losing a very close game. And those numbers will haunt BYU if they can't come up a little bit here late.
Well, they've done a better job, but they still have no answer for Asar and Lovering in the game as well. They're going to have to find another level of defense inside to combat those two.
Those two have more than half of Utah's points. Asar 18, Lovering 11. That's 29 of their 55. And Richie Saunders is just 2 for his last 9 from the field. He was the guy that was carrying BYU early and may carry them late. You never doubt Richie. He makes big play after big play. But here's a number that's troubling. 1 Cougar in double figures. When that's been happening this year, BYU's been losing games. 5 minutes to play. Asar squares up on Kada. Spins on him. Kaba stays with Asar. Knocked it away. Asar gets it back. Goes to the base. Kaba blocks him out of bounds. Kaba was not going to be denied on that defensive sequence. He stayed with Asar and made him work for everything, finally rejecting him. But the possession's not over. It's a 5-second shot clock for Utah with 4:54 on the game timer. But Mag wants to check back in and does so for Yegor Demet. Kaba Kada has a look in his eye that he wants to be a part of a win on this floor against his former team. 4.7 rebounds for Kada. Sharp jumps into Madsen with a 4 and 3 second shot clock fadeaway 3 missed by Gabe. Madsen is 1 for 11 from 3, and yet his team leads. You give a Gabe Madsen 1 for 11 shooting night to me, and I think BYU is going to win that game. Not the case at the moment. Utah 55, BYU 52. Saunders operates right wing. Into Kaba, back out to Richie on the two-man game. A bump by Asar out front. You got to call that. That'll be 1 and 1 on foul number 8. And so Richie shoots 1 and 1. But BYU is only a 50% free throw team tonight at 4 for 8.
Yeah, they missed their last few in a row here. They're 0 for this half. Richie will have a chance to get 2 here.
Got to make the first. And he doesn't. Rebound Utah. BYU's 4 for 9 at the line. In a 3-point game, 5 free throw misses, including a front end. Asar open for 3, won't take it. That's not his game.
You got a mismatch with Hall. Lovering.
Lovering, the 7-footer, towering over Dallin Hall. No double out to Hunter. Will pass out of a 3 to Madsen. Madsen will drive it, cuff it, take a foul, 1 and 1. Madsen, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, gets a front end. BYU missing a massive front end a moment ago. It's a 3-point game. Every little miss and mistake is magnified as no one pulls away from the other in this contest. And BYU, 24% 3-point night, 44% free throw night. Those are losing numbers on most nights. Can BYU find a way to reverse those numbers and somehow win in this slugfest on the hill? The shooting numbers are not there for BYU tonight. They're not much better for Utah, but they're better. Madsen, 1 and 1. 55-52 for the U, 4:07 to go. Foul number 7 for BYU, Madsen to make. Utah has 8 fouls, so BYU still in the single bonus. Madsen has a quiet night going, but a big shot made. 7 for Madsen. Averaging 16 a game. Well below his average, but Ezra Asar picking up the slack. Madsen, 2 for 2, gets a friendly couple of bounces on the second. 57-52. BYU's never trailed by more than 5, Mark, but they're down 5 again. Under 4 to play here on the hill. The Cougs have not had success finishing games out. They've not won a game trailing with 5 minutes to play. But Trevin Nell knocks down a big 3. Just under 4 to go to make it a 1-possession game, 57-5. Can the Cougars win for the first time this year while trailing in the final 5 minutes? Madsen tried to find Lovering. It's on the floor and picked up by the Cougs on the baseline. BYU the other way. Transition, Nell, corner to Richie. He'll drive it to the hoop. Kick in the corner to Yegor, misses the 3 for the lead. And Sharif jumps, hit across the head. It'll be free throws for Utah after this. On foul number 8, 1 and 1 for the U, 57-55, Utah leading it. BYU missing a 3 for the lead, and then fouls in the fight for the rebound. Utah free throws next. Utes 57, BYU 55 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Utah's turned it over 10 times, 6 after halftime. But Utah leads in the points off of turnovers category. So BYU's turned it over seven times. Utah's scored 11 points off those turnovers. Utah's turned it over 10 times. BYU scored only 4 points off of 10 Utah turnovers. And that category will be maybe decisive on this night, as BYU off a turnover moments ago came down the floor and had a three for the lead. Yegor Demon saw it rim out. Yegor 1 for 4 from deep. Catchings 1 for 5. So the two rookies are 2 for 9 from the three-point line and 4 for 15 overall. Maybe a night for the veterans. Not to say that Cannon or Yegor can't make a big play down the stretch, but the BYU-Utah game has that kind of tone to it, that the guys who've been through the wars might be the ones who have to make the biggest plays on this night. And on this night with 3:17 to play, it is Utah 57 and BYU 55.
Well, you don't have to look too far to see a big number here. BYU 0 for 4 from the free throw line and Utah 4 for 4.
In the second half.
In the second half, and they'll get the chance for two more with the sharp jumps. Yegor had an open look from three, but probably not the shot BYU wanted. He makes one more pass out to the front to Down, who is wide open. He can have a much better chance of making that three.
BYU's made more field goals than Utah. BYU's made more three-point field goals than Utah. But Utah has 6 more points from the free throw line than BYU. And it stays at 6. As Sharp jumps, misses the front end. Will take that.
They've had a bunch of chances to tie and take a lead here. Can they get it done?
BYU needs a win like this season. They have no road wins to begin with, but a comeback late, a closeout. Dallin shows it, sends it high to Saunders' right wing. Richie will drive it to the free throw line, get low, spin on Erickson, try to scoop it up. It's blocked by Lovering with a four-second shot clock. Down to 3, down to 2. Yegor with a 1 foot running, 3. No, it's no good. The tip, and it comes down to Assar. That would have given BYU the lead.
Richie got inside, nice position, but Lovering just was too big and knocked it away.
57-55 Utes. Post feed goes to Assar, up and in again. It's a broken record. It's 20 points for Ezra Assar. Everything at the rim. Timeout, Kevin Young. Utah leads by 4 with 2:17 to go.
Yeah, just a simple play there, a little back screen for Assar, and BYU ran to the baseline side, and the corner bounce pass is just way too easy.
Well, these are the team's two-point percentage numbers tonight. BYU, 40.5% on its two-point tries. And Utah is at 57%. Pretty significant edge. And everything Ezra Assar has gotten has been essentially just a layup point blank tonight.
And on the other end, I mean, Yegor did finally hit a three in this game, but he's 1 for 5 from the three-point line, and he's 3 for his last 30-something. And so I'm not sure you want your last 2 three-point attempts to be coming from Yegor.
Yeah, 2 for his last 32. No, you're right. No, 3 for his last 32. You're right. Utah. BYU had an 8-point lead here in the second half. Went away pretty quickly. BYU down 4. Hall sends into Traore with a 20-second shot clock. BYU basketball. 59-55 Utes. Baker to the top. Baker just inside the free throw line. Scoops off the window and scores. Dawson Baker's been tremendous inside the lane tonight.
He's been the one guy that's been able to find space at the rim and score.
He's a shot creator inside and making it happen. BYU gets within 2. Stops and makes, and BYU can get out of here with a win. Sharp jumps left wing. A short corner feed to Lovering. It's okay. Demon fouls him, and that's all right. That's foul number 9. It is 10, right? Is that 9 or 10?
It's 9.
9, so it's still 1-1, and Lovering's a guy that's as likely to miss as make. He's 3 for 5, but missed a front end late in the first half. He shoots a front end here. That is 9. So the last front end situation, Lovering only, a 42% free throw shooter on the year coming into tonight.
Big free throw here.
BYU down 2, 59-57.
They've got a box out.
Lovering makes it. He's 4-for-6.
Lovering's been good tonight.
Good enough. 12-7 with 3 assists. 3-point game.
That's long.
It's long, and Yegor grabs the rebound. So 1-for-2 on the trip. One possession game. BYU can tie this game with a 3. 60-57. Utes lead it. Who's going to be the star for BYU? Who can be the hero late? Dawson Baker gets picked from behind. A fight on the floor, and the Cougs steal it back with Saunders to Baker. Baker with a full shot clock. Wow, the Cougs lucky to get the ball back, but they did. Dawson will drive and kick. Corner. Saunders back to Hall. No, pardon me. It was Baker back to Hall on the wing right side. Down to a 15-second shot clock. Dawson will drive. Hand off to Foose right up at the rim. And up and in. And the Cougs make it a 1-point game. 60-59. Foose scores inside. Traore with 10. And timeout. Craig Smith will stay right here with it. We have ourselves a heck of a BYU-Utah finish coming your way. 60-59. BYU trailing Utah by 1. We'll stay here for this full timeout and talk it out. 1:10 on the clock. BYU trying to find a way to survive 25% three-point shooting and sub-50% free-throw shooting against a Utah team that's not exactly lighting it up either. 5-for-22, 23% from deep, but the Utes have made 7 more free throws than BYU on 11-for-16, and if Utah wins, the free-throw line will be the decisive spot on the floor tonight.
A heck of a play by Dallin Hall there as he got to the rim and then dumped it off to Foose for an easy bucket. Dallin and Dawson making big plays here late. Now can you get a stop?
Ezra Asar, 20.
Yeah.
To pace Utah.
If they don't run a play to isolate Asar here, that's coaching malpractice, and BYU should be talking about that very scenario. Do you come and you double team on that catch? I would aggressively double, and hopefully Utah makes a mistake out of that.
Asar at 20 against Eastern Washington, 21 against Oklahoma State, and 20 here tonight against BYU. Both teams 2-3 in league. Utah looking for a third straight Big 12 win after opening 0-3.
BYU substituted defensively here. They've got both Kaba and Bawut in there, so they're kind of matched the size and strength of Utah. Lovering and Asar.
Magan, Kata, Demon, Hall, and Saunders. The Cougs have not won a game this way all year. Coming from behind late, winning a game when trailing with 5 minutes to go, winning an away game. Those are all on the line for BYU, and here we go. 105 to go. Lovering, 25 feet away left side, fouled immediately by Dallin Hall. That's probably a tactical foul.
It's
2 shots for Lovering.
I don't know. I mean, he gets 2 shots, and he's shot pretty well tonight.
Stops your clock. He's only 4-for-7. Technically due for another miss here as a 42% guy coming in. The way they fouled him and the way Dallin did it 25 feet away, you got to think, Kevin Young said, if Lovering gets it, foul him. We'll take our chances. We'll stop the clock. Even if he makes them both, it's a one-possession game. Yegor Demon clapping his hands on the lane. Lovering misses again.
Well, the gamble pays off even if he makes this. Just 2-point game.
He's now 4-for-8 at the free throw line. If he misses 2 here, Craig Smith may have to pull him on the next offensive sequence. Makes. So 1-for-2. 13 for Lovering. It's a 2-point game. BYU can tie or take a lead. 61-59. Everyone's on their feet here on the hill. Right corner, Richie. He'll drive it. Send back to Mawut for 3 in the lead.
Got it!
Mawut back for 3! The Cougs take the lead! 62-61! The pot of gold at the end of the Mawut rainbow. And Craig Smith calls timeout. BYU, after trailing for most of the second half, takes the lead 62-61. Mawut Mag, magnificent in the final minute here on the hill. And they're going to take a look at the monitor to make sure it's a 3-point shot. Richie drove it, found Mawut. I think you got to call that a 3, right?
I don't see any space, but I don't see any foot on the line.
That would be a huge
They are looking
call.
At it. It would go – it would –
I see the whole line.
Yeah, I could go. Yeah, I mean, that would be impossible. It's almost impossible to overturn, but I've been on the hill before when I thought that was a sure thing on a review that didn't go that way. So let's see what they decide here.
A call special here. We'll see.
They are looking at the monitor. So the situation is BYU 62 and Utah 61 with 44.5 to go if the call stands as a three. But Wood took one toe tap into the arc, and I just don't know how you can overturn it based on the reviews we've seen, Mark.
They called it a three, so the evidence should be incontrovertible that it was a two.
You'd have to work so hard to overturn this. I think they've said it's a three. Yeah, it's a three. So BYU 62, Utah 61. Now the question becomes, does Lovering stay in the game, which I think he would, and would BYU try it again? I don't think so. Not unless it gets late, right?
Not with the lead.
You're trying to defend this thing.
Get one defensive stop here, and you're in good shape.
Yeah, not with the lead. You're right. I think Todd Golden did it with the lead on Yoli Childs a few years ago in San Francisco, and it paid off. But that's such a rare thing. So BYU 62, they try to defend themselves to a win here. A 24-second shot clock. You get a stop here, and you're halfway home.
I bet they go to Madsen here. I mean, I know Asar's had a nice game, but Madsen's their guy.
Madsen is 1 for 11 from 3, 2 for 12 on the night.
Coach Young is all the way onto Utah's hash mark.
What's he upset about?
Something about someone being in the game. Dawes, I think, maybe shouldn't have been able to check in on a review or something.
So Kevin Young and his staff dealing with the officials right now. The fans now...
He's pointing at Dawes in the corner. So I don't know that Dawes was in the game before all this happened, so he may have to come out. Not sure.
So the scores table is in conversation with Tony Padilla right now. They're trying to clear up whether Utah's got a player on the floor that's permissible or not. 44.5 to go, and Dawes will be asked to sit. Lovering is back in the game. I think they had Lovering on the bench, didn't they? They did. So Lovering is in the game. 44.5 to go. 24-second shot clock. Hunter Erickson to send in. BYU by one. Can the Cougs get a stop? It might mean the win. Sharif jumps out front. Sharif jumps to Asar at the three-point line. Guarded by Kada. Hunter straight away. Defended by Saunders. Now to Madsen off the curl. He'll drive handoff to Asar. Drive and dunk. Ezra Asar. 22. 20 after halftime. Utah goes in front, 63-62. BYU can play for a final shot. The shot clock and the game clock are almost even. Yegor to the cutting Kaba. Jump hook, no. Rebound, Utah. And a tie-up or a foul. Foul and Utah free throws.
Not a bad look for Kaba, but this is probably not the guy you want shooting anything other than a dunk.
The story of the game will be Utah with make after make after make right at the rim in the second half. And BYU's two-point number was a struggle tonight. And it was a struggle here in the closing seconds as the jump hook by Kaba Kata popped off and Utah fouled on the rebound. It'll be free throws for Asar. Asar is a 61% free throw shooter, due for a miss as he's 2 for 2 tonight. It still stays a one-possession game and makes them both. And that free throw is no good. That did not have a shot. So BYU's still right there.
Really got to box out here. I mean, really box out. Lovering, 7'1". Any kind of long rebound, which it may be, can be trouble.
Still a ton of time left. 17.7, Utah 63, BYU 62. A second of two for Asar. And that first free throw had no chance of going in.
Who's going to be the Will Ferentz for Cougars tonight?
1 for 2. It's a two-point game. 23 for Asar. BYU in fourth court, and Dallin Hall calls timeout with 14.5. So you're down two. Shot to tie or take a lead here in the closing seconds at Utah.
You're going to run a nice play, try to get a look. You don't need a three. You can maybe go hard to the basket, try to get two, draw a foul.
You don't want to wait too long, because if you miss, you want to have time. But if you do go early and you make it, then Utah will have a chance. So, I mean, it's hard to kind of figure it out, but you don't want to wait to shoot a last-second shot and have it all depend on that one.
Another player has a career high against BYU, Ezra Azar. Now, granted, his career high is 25 for East Carolina, but his Utah high was 21. He goes for 23 tonight after a two-point first half. He has 21 in the second half, 21 of Utah's 37. They simply could not contain one guy tonight.
Yeah, it's been similar. I mean, Darian for Texas Tech, and I forget the TCU player, just able to kind of isolate on that on one side. And
Noah Reynolds,
yep. BYU's got to address that, but that's for another day. Now they've got to find a way to get a bucket here.
Yep. It doesn't matter that Osar's got 23, because BYU has a shot to win the game. 64-62, BYU down two and with the ball with 14.5 to go. Saunders 14, Traore 10.
He's got to get a shot. They'll run a play, but you can't be so addicted to the play, running the play, that you miss an opportunity. Don't force it.
Two is okay. You're down just two with 14.5 to play. Azar will defend the inbounder, Yegor Demin. Demin inbounds in front of the BYU bench. Yegor sends into Richie. Richie goes right to the rim, takes contact, misses at the rim, offensive rebound, Foose up and gets it to go. The stick back and the score, 8.9 to play, Utah.
Doesn't look like they're calling timeout.
Into forecourt with Sharab Jumps. With four and with three, Sharab Jumps passing the paint is deflected. Azar fadeaway. He misses it at the horn. We're going to overtime. Great work collapsing on Sharab Jumps on the drive. He tried to get it to Azar. Azar was far enough away, and the ball was tapped away. Ultimately, Azar secures for a fadeaway that doesn't go, and I think it wouldn't have counted. Had it went, I think the clock had expired. Either way, we go to overtime after this. 64-64 is our score. The Cougs and Utes will play five more on the new.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so BYU playing overtime against Utah for the first time since 2019-20. Utah won that game by a score of 102-95. Neither team will approach those numbers tonight. 64-64 is our score as we go to OT. BYU's last overtime win came in a game that you called, Mark, but I did not. It was against Dayton with Mike Sharvjumps on the floor. 79-75 in the Bahamas back in 2022.
Pretty crazy. BYU did have an overtime this year against Ole Miss and got away from him in that one. Boost will start this overtime period jumping against Lovering.
Lovering and Traore. Here we go. Five more to play on the hill. 64-64 is our score. Foose
nice.
Wins the tap, and he had the game-tying shot under 10 seconds to go in regulation.
Yeah, off the Richie miss. Got fouled, but worked in BYU's favor on that one.
Dallin Hall as BYU goes left to right as we see it, and you hear it here in overtime. Foose on a post-up. Gets to the middle, jump hook. Settles in.
He's getting the bounces now.
He got the shooter's bounce. Foose opens the scoring for BYU. The Cougs have a two-point lead in overtime, 66-64.
14 for Foose.
What a way it would be for the Cougs to get their first away win of the Kevin Young era. Get it on the hill. Get it after trailing late.
Find an answer for Azar. Trying to post him up on Hall.
Madsen in the corner, and Dallin is caught reaching on Azar. And both teams, well, I shouldn't say both teams. BYU still in the single bonus.
It's not a foul Dallin needed to make because Azar was catching that almost to the three-point line. So that's where you want him to catch it.
Two shots for Ezra Azar after you take a lead, 66-64. Yeah, no reason to press there. So Azar to the line with BYU up two. He's 3 of 4 at the line tonight and 61% coming into the night. Last two games coming into the evening, he was 11 for 16. Shoots a lot of them. Heavy.
Again, you really have to box out on this one because if he misses, he misses long. And
his misses have been bad.
Yeah.
He's made three free throws, but his two misses have not been close.
If Boos has got the responsibility for Lovering.
Second. He finds a way to dial it in, doesn't he? 24 for Ezra Asar, one off a Division I career high. The Cougar lead is one, 66-65. 4:10 to play in overtime.
Right, Foos.
They go to Foos. Lovering tried to draw the offensive foul.
They didn't give it to him.
And Foos goes to the rim with the finger roll. No dice from the officials here as BYU takes a three-point lead, 68-65 in overtime. And now Foos taking over a bit, 16. BYU needs a stop here. Lawson Lovering inside the three-point line. Lobs it low to Asar. Asar right up and in again. New Division I career high, 26 points for Ezra Asar.
Wow.
BYU's lead down to 168. It seems like BYU has to work so hard for everything, and they're just throwing it into Asar, who's automatic.
Have Foos and Asar just play one-on-one from here on out.
Foos, mid-post feed, goes low on Lovering, jumps on him, and it rolls off.
Wow.
It was all but going in and rolled off the rim. BYU 68, Utah 67, 3:15 to go. Foos got the look, and now you've got a foul on BYU, and it'll be Asar to the line again.
A little bit of a flop there, too.
Richie Saunders, the foul. The Cougar lead may be gone here in a matter of seconds. Cougs went up three, 68-65. It's now 68-67, and Asar shoots two more. We're going to give Fuseni Traore the Hyundai power play of the game as he's been powering it in for BYU. The power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers as Ezra Asar misses the front of two again. He's gone miss, make, miss, make, miss on his last three trips to the line. The second one he's swished every time. BYU's up one, 68-67. Finally an 0 for 2. BYU on the rebound. 68-67. BYU can go up three or four on this possession. We're 2 minutes into overtime. Demon has it knocked away by Asar at the far boundary again into backcourt and out of bounds. And it'll be BYU basketball from the backcourt with a 15-second shot clock as Asar's been all over Yegor Demon. Ezra Asar, 26. He's never had more in a Division I basketball game than he has tonight against BYU.
BYU wouldn't mind a free throw on their own. That's very aggressive defense from Asar.
Utah has shot 15 more free throws than BYU tonight.
That was how it was last year.
Yegor passed the timeline. 8 on the shot. 2:50 on the game. Yegor will drive it hard to the hole. A pass out to the wing.
Nope.
Missed the three, did Saunders. The rebound collected on the baseline. Foul on BYU.
Wow. Another foul on a rebound. They're going to get Foos.
Two more free throws the other way. And the free throw disparity, if Utah wins it, will be the reason. BYU's made 4 more field goals than Utah. 3 more three-point field goals than Utah. Utah will have taken, after this trip, 17 more free throws than BYU.
They keep sending bad free throw shooters up, though. Can Lovering get to?
Lovering is 5 for 9 at the line. Make it 5 for 10. Utah's missed 3 in a row. BYU still leads 68-67. As Utah's free throw numbers, nothing special in the mid-50s. BYU 44.4%, but only 9 free throw tries to Utah's 25. And now 26. Oh, miss again.
Wow.
4 in a row. At crunch time. But now you got to make them pay,
yeah,
Mark.
They have not yet. Richie had a good look, but couldn't get it.
68-67. BYU leads it in overtime. Backdoor Yegor, the hammer! Off the assist from Fuseni Traore, and the Cougs take a three-point lead. 70-67. Got to get a stop. 2:20 to go in overtime.
Forgot about Yegor. Great pass. Who's a great assist man.
Couple stops, couple of makes. Get the W. Get out of here. 2:10 to play. 70-67, the Cougs lead it. Second three-point lead in overtime. Erickson to tie the game. Knocks down the three. The former Cougar does it against his old team. 70-70. Foose to the middle. They don't double. They don't double. Jump hook heavy. Rebound, Utah. Oh, what a game. Back and forth. Just when it looked like BYU might open up a little bit. 99 seconds to play. Timeout. 139 to go. Hunter Erickson has two threes on the night. The second comes in overtime to tie the game. Now BYU elected, I think, to go underneath the screen for Hunter, and he stepped up and hit it. Big shot. Had eight against BYU last year on the hill. Six in this one. Huge make in overtime.
And Foose, who's been great. I mean, hard to take away from him. He's got 14 in the second half in overtime, but he has missed two in close. And every point is so critical.
1 minute, 39 seconds to play here in overtime. 70-70 is our score. Kuseni Traore 16 to lead BYU, 14 for Richie Saunders. Ezra Asar 26, Lawson Lovering 13, the two in double figures for the U. But the shot of the night by the former BYU player Hunter Erickson in overtime. Cougs never did push it to a two-possession game here in OT. BYU shooting 39% from the field, Utah 45, so the Utes will have the edge there. But BYU's gotten off mark 19 more shots than Utah tonight.
That's incredible.
19 more field goal attempts as Utah's doing all of its damage from the free throw line. 70-70, Utah basketball. Erickson into forecourt. Asar at the three-point line with his back to the basket. High to Wallin. Wallin operating three-point range right. Short corner left to Asar. Banks into Keita. Goes up and down with it. Put it on the floor on the baseline. Tried to throw it off of Demin.
It's going
to
be late.
It's loose on the floor.
That's,
it's a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation for Utah. With 1:17 to go, BYU will have the ball. Chance for a lead.
That either had to be traveling or a jump ball. They didn't call it. Goes to BYU's favor here, but really quizzical. Nice job by Keita on the initial defense, and Yegor came down as a secondary defender. Really nice job that time.
If they're saying Keita got a piece of it, it's no travel, but did he? Either way, it ends up in BYU basketball. Dallin Hall in the fourth court. 1:10 to play in overtime. 70-70 is our score. Slow bounce for Hall. Looks at his head coach, Kevin Young. BYU in the fourth court right in front of us. BYU left to right. Baker, Hall, touch pass, Saunders, corner, reverse lay, and good for Richie! Cougs up two, 72-70, 55 seconds to go. I'll say it again, a couple of stops might do it for BYU. Hunter to the top, Hunter down the lane, Hunter gets Foose in the air, blocked from behind, foul, free throws Erickson. And Hunter's the wrong guy, if you're BYU, to go to the free throw line. They've missed a bunch in a row, but Hunter Erickson goes low and gets fouled, and he's the wrong guy. If you're BYU, 92% free throw shooter is Hunter Erickson. Can the Cougars somehow coax a miss out of him here at crunch time?
He hasn't shot in this situation, though, but he did it.
12 for 13 on the year. 7 points for Erickson. He may equal his 8 points he had last year in a win over BYU against his old team. 72-71, BYU won. Erickson to tie it.
Short
air ball. Whoa!
I told you, it's a whole different free throw. But after he made the first, that's crazy that that happened.
BYU can go up three or four with 47.2 to go. A three-pointer might all but do it for BYU. They don't need it, but if they get it, you get a four-point lead. 45 seconds to go, full shot clock. Hall will take it into forecourt. BYU the lead, BYU the ball. The Cougs have had some hard lessons learned this year. Can they school the Utes? Richie will drive it from the arc. Knocked out of his hands, turnover. Utah the other way. Shot clock and game clock are nearly identical.
Foul.
Madsen, they don't foul. If Lovering touches it, you know he will get, or will he not? BYU leads it, no need to foul. 72-71, 17 seconds to play. Erickson will drive, take contact, squeeze it up. No call, late foul, late whistle on Saunders. And two shots
late
for Utah.
Hunter Erickson trying to single-handedly win this game.
Which
he
might
to
do.
The rim.
Which he might do. 72-71. BYU leading Utah. BYU turns it over at the most crucial of times. Moments ago, they could not push the lead. And now Utah at the other end. Erickson airballed the free throw a moment ago. Still on the year. has made 12 of 14. Two more for Erickson. Well, the crowd just told you what happened. 72-72. 13.2 to go.
If he makes this, it'll be similar to last year when BYU had a possession to win it.
Make or miss, BYU will have a chance to win the game. BYU now trails. 12 seconds to go. 73-72 Utah. And Kevin Yall calls timeout 11 seconds. Well, last year, BYU was down two with a chance to tie or take a lead. Had a late turnover. Now BYU trailing 73-72. Will have 11 seconds to win the game.
And Utah's taken 21 more free throws in this game than BYU. It's hard to fathom that. BYU has not been a fouling team this year.
Hunter Erickson used to play for BYU and is trying to beat BYU. Over his last four games combined, he had 3 points. He has nine tonight.
BYU's bailed him out on the last two, or the officials have, as he drove to the basket. And BYU jumping to block. You don't need to jump. Just get your hands up. It's a guard. But all that's behind you again. BYU a chance. And what I do is I try and go to the rim again like they did in the end of regulation. And even if you miss it, maybe draw a foul or have a rebounder or tip it in like we saw Foose.
BYU down one, 73-72. Last time down, Richie Saunders. Last time BYU scored, Richie scored on a reverse lay-in.
And if you do score, you really got to get back and defend.
After a 1-for-2 by Erickson, Richie Saunders turned it over. And that's when Erickson drew two and made them both. 11.5, they put an additional half a second on the clock. How early does BYU want to go with this? 73-72, do you want to leave yourself some wiggle room if you don't get the shot you want? 11.5 to play. BYU will trigger. Yegor in front of the BYU bench. Demon, Hall, Saunders, Baker, Traore. Yegor to Foose up high, top of the key. Hands off to Baker with 8 and 7. Floater, missed it. Slapped out of bounds by Utah. BYU basketball, okay. They may look at it.
Dawson got hammered on the shot. It was still a good shot, had a chance. Just can't get a whistle.
They may look at this to make sure it went off of Utah with 5.2 to go. Dawson got a good look.
Should be off Lovering. I like that play. Dawson got a look. He got bumped. It still almost went for him. I mean, it's just hard to fathom why that whistle's not called with so many whistles and Hunter Erickson getting the last two on a similar play.
BYU's gotten off 21 more field goal attempts. They've made five more shots from the field, two more from deep. But Utah's outscored BYU 17-4 at the free throw line on 30 attempts to BYU's 9. Yep. Utah has out-rebounded BYU by two, 45-43. Second chance points are in BYU's favor. Bench points are in BYU's favor.
The call on the floor is confirmed. The game point. Clock will be reset to 6 points.
Well, the good news is if you make it now, it's not going to leave Utah a lot of time.
BYU only turned it over 8 times tonight, but Utah turned those into 13 points. BYU scored only 6 off of turnovers off of Utah's 11. The main number will be free throws if BYU can't find the winner. And the Cougs now try to find the winner. Here we go. 6.2. Yegor will trigger to the right of the BYU bucket. Yegor. Count it three.
Foul. Oh, they got the whistle.
A foul on Utah.
It's going to be Trevin shooting two.
Nope. Shooting 1-1.
1-1 still. Wow.
BYU did not get to the double bonus. So now BYU's got to make one to get a second. BYU may take a lead at the free throw line. They'll have a shot to, but the clock didn't even move. So 6.2, even should Trevin make two, Utah will get a chance for the win. But he's got to make one. The front end is everything right now. BYU never got to the double bonus through almost 25 minutes of the second half.
Really
Trevin
smart
Nell
play, though.
Will be at the line. Trevin has not taken a free throw tonight.
Well, if he doesn't get this, you foul immediately.
Trevin Nell looking to step up and knock it down. Missed it. Rebound, Utah. Out of bounds off of BYU.
Nell, they're going to look at this. Nell, after he missed it, went in and knocked it out and thought he knocked it off a Utah player. There may still be hope.
Well, not only the number of attempts, but the free throw percentage will be the killer tonight, Mark. 4 for 10 in a one-point game. 4 for 10 in a one-point game. That's a hard one. Yeah, the free throw attempt number will be massively disparate, but 40% usually won't get it done.
But nice to have a second free throw there for Nell as he missed the first, obviously.
Never got to the double bonus.
Well, BYU's there, plus six.
BYU's fouled 8 more times than Utah tonight.
Well, you got to foul quickly here, and one or two, you're going to have probably 4 seconds to have another chance at it.
73-72, Utah leading BYU. A 40% free throw night. And there are some nights you can deal with it, but tonight may not be one of them. Just the margin for error, too narrow in this game to be that poor at the stripe tonight, unfortunately, at this point. They're still looking at it. And we don't know. This may end up with BYU basketball, but Mark, the look you got, look like it'll be Utah.
Well, Trevin came running in. Did a Ute player touch it at all is the question. I don't think they did unless it was Azar. Trevin and Richie were there, but they both kind of pulled back. It's either if it hit Azar on the initial rebound or not. They don't look like they have the right angle that they need either. It's not looking good if they don't have a good angle.
Yeah, likely going to be Utah basketball. And BYU will foul immediately if they can't take it away, and Utah will have a chance to establish a 3-point lead. BYU may get one more look here before the horn, but unlikely to be a really clean one.
Wow, this half, just from the free throw line, 0 for 5 for BYU. Excuse me. Yep, 0 for 5.
So they did not make a free throw after halftime, BYU?
That's what I have here. I don't see any.
That's right, Mark. 0 for 4 in the second half and 0 for 1 in overtime.
Well, this is
in that same span, Utah went 7 for 11 in the second half and 4 for 10 in overtime. They're still looking at the monitor, by the way. That's the long delay here. So now they're looking at timing. So it's fairly certain going to be Utah basketball. Now they're going for the time on the clock, looking for when the ball was out of bounds.
Wow, that's rough. Free throws, a chance to win this game. And now you're fighting for your life, hoping Utah will miss a free throw, or you're going to have to throw up a kind of a crazy shot to have a chance.
BYU got off 6 more field goal attempts than Utah in overtime. BYU went 4 for 8. Utah went 2 for 2. But the free throw number, Utah made 4, and BYU missed its only free throw attempt of the overtime on a front end, trailing by 1. So the clock will show 4.6. Utah will have possession. BYU has to look for a takeaway or then foul immediately. Utah's chances of winning this game are extremely high with under 5 to play. Nope, they've changed the clock to 5.3. They added time. 5.3.
You want to really defend here and get a steal if you can, but then it's got to be a quick foul. Yeah, everybody should be up there. Kata kind of playing center field, but beat everybody up.
Sharv Jomps will trigger to the right of the BYU bucket. Count it two. Count it three. Oh, nearly turned over, but the pass wide for Dawes was rescued by Erickson, and he was fouled immediately. So was it Erickson who was fouled or someone else? I think if it's Hunter, it's... Well, they fouled Dawes. That's good. Well, I shouldn't say it's good. He's 73%, but he's not taking a free throw tonight. And, you know, this is a very desperate situation. 5.3. It's enough time. But BYU does trail 73-72.
If he gets one miss, we're going to have an exciting 5 seconds, that's for sure.
Even if he makes them both, BYU would have a shot to tie. 73-72 for the U. Two-shot foul here for Dawes. Missed it.
Man.
Utah may survive. Its own poor free throw shooting.
Nope.
73-72, so make or miss, BYU a chance to tie or win. No?
What? No timeouts, is that right? So BYU's got to go with
BYU's
this?
BYU's out of timeouts.
Okay.
So is Utah. Dawes for the second of two. Utah by one, 73-72. 5.3 to go. Missed again.
Yegor
grabs the rebound. Down to four, down to three. Yegor with two, a three for the win. He missed it. Post-game recap is coming up. Utah wins it 73-72 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Final score here in Salt Lake City is Utah 73 and BYU 72 in overtime. Cougs have lost their last two in OT here on the Hill. Cougs are 0-2 in overtime this year. And yet again, BYU loses a game. It is not leading with 5 minutes to play. The Cougs have no late comebacks. The Cougs have no overtime wins. The Cougs have a tough time in the closest and tightest of games this year, unfortunately. And in a game this tight, you want to be good where you expect to be good, and that's at the free throw line. And BYU had a season-low shooting night at the line, percentage-wise at least, on 4-for-10. The sheer number of free throws is a difference maker tonight as Utah went 17 for 32 to BYU's 4-for-10. But Mark, down one with a 1-1, chance to tie and take a lead from the stripe. Front end miss. The Cougs did miss a three at the horn from Yegor Demin that would have won the game. But instead, Utah prevails to win it by one and drop BYU to 2-4 in the Big 12 as Utah goes to 3-3.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, another gut punch for this team. You know, they had a real chance to be a lot different in the conference than where they're sitting right now, and that's just rough. I mean, I don't know what to say. They had their chances, had multiple chances, and just didn't get it done.
BYU tonight shoots 39% to Utah's 45. BYU from the arc 27 to Utah's 26. Free throw number, the difference maker. BYU 4-for-10, 40%. Utah missed a ton of free throws, just 15 of them. 17 for 32, 53%.
They missed more than BYU shot.
They missed more than BYU attempted. BYU was out-rebounded one of the rare times this year, 47 to 44. Richie Saunders and Fuseni Traore led BYU with 16 apiece. Career high, 26 for Ezra Asar. Lawson Lovering, 13. The Utes survive a rough night from Gabe Madsen. 2 for 12 from the field, 1 for 11 from deep. But the Utes had enough. The three-point shot wasn't working, but they go inside, and they scored plenty in the paint. Outscored BYU in the paint 42-38. 42 of the 73 points in the paint. And Ezra Asar was the damage doer at 11 for 15 inside. All right, let's get to our new skin data discovery. It's brought to you as always by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score tonight that jumps out to you? Maybe we've hit the obvious one in free throws. Anything else?
Yeah, I would say BYU defensively was actually pretty good. I know Asar had a night, but Utah only had 14 assists. This is a team that leads the country in assists, and BYU, I think that's a bright spot. You're looking for bright spots in a dark night. That's a pretty good one.
All right, we will send it back to Ben Bagley for Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, then return to the Huntsman Center with more from courtside. 73-72, Utah over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome on in to Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. The University of Utah holds and beats the Cougars 73-72 in OT. Not a great shooting night for BYU, shooting 39-27-40 from the field, from three, and from the free throw line. That's not good enough to get it done on the road for BYU tonight. And most nights, that's not going to get it done for you either. Taking a look at your Big 12 scoreboard, we start with an upset in the Big 12 as West Virginia takes down second-ranked Iowa State, handing the Cyclones their first Big 12 loss of the conference season. Javon Small filled up the box score in the win, getting 27 points, 7 boards, 5 assists, and also getting 4 steals just to kind of fill out that box score well. So upset as West Virginia has been playing pretty well in Big 12 play, takes down the Cyclones early on today in Big 12 play. Ninth-ranked Kansas beats the visiting Wildcats at Kansas State by 10, 84-74. Hunter Dickinson, as usual, leads the way for the Jayhawks with 25 points and 8 boards. Coleman Hawkins, a big night for the Wildcats as he was 3 boards shy of a triple-double in the loss. 10th-ranked and conference-leading Houston continues to do so as they go on the road to UCF, and they survive barely, getting a 1-point win. The Red Cougs get out of Orlando with a 69-68 win after trailing by 8 at halftime. BYU will host Cincinnati a week from today, but today the Bearcats get a home win as they dispatch of Arizona State 67-60. 4 different Bearcats score in double figures, led by Dylan Mitchell, who had 14. Texas Tech gave Arizona their first loss in conference play as the Red Raiders beat Arizona 70-54. Big game for JT Toppin in the win as he scored 20 points and had 16 boards as Texas Tech moves to 4-2 in Big 12 play. A 10-point win for Oklahoma State at home over Colorado 83-73. The Buffaloes still looking for their first conference win, and they will be doing so, as BYU will also be looking for their first road win as the Cougars travel to Colorado to take on the Buffaloes on Tuesday. Tomorrow, TCU travels to 25th-ranked Baylor, and that'll wrap up Big 12 play for this week. The BYU women, they fell to 1-5 on the conference season as they came up on the short end of a 70-65 score in Lubbock, Texas against Texas Tech, 22 points from Delaney Gibbs in the loss. Checking the top 25 scoreboard in college hoops, 5th-ranked Florida beats Texas, 84-60. Top-ranked Auburn hangs on to beat 23rd-ranked Georgia, 70-68. Top 10 matchup in the SEC is Alabama holds on to beat Kentucky 102-97. Vanderbilt upsets 6th-ranked Tennessee 76-75, just like football in that one. Marquette, they fall. 7th-ranked Marquette at home, they fall to Xavier 59-57. Top 20 matchup in the Big Ten, a 17th-ranked Purdue goes on the road to Eugene and upsets 13th-ranked Oregon 65-58. UConn falls to Creighton 68-63, the 14th-ranked Huskies taking the L there against Creighton. That game was at UConn, too. 24th-ranked Wisconsin goes to L.A. and beats USC 84-69. OT win in the SEC is 15th-ranked Mississippi State beats 21st-ranked Ole Miss 84-81. 3rd-ranked Duke beats Boston College 88-63. 11th-ranked Texas A&M beats LSU 68-57. And an upset in the WCC, Santa Clara, 103-99 winners at Gonzaga, who's ranked 16th, so down go the Bulldogs, 103-99 to Santa Clara. In the NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs move on to the AFC Championship for the 7th straight season with a 23-14 win over the Houston Texans. The win is career win number 300 for Andy Reid. And one other score to give you is the dream season continues for rookie QB Jaden Daniels as the Washington Commanders, as they go on the road in Detroit to take down the Lions 45-31. Daniels 1 yard short of 300 through the air, going 22 of 31 and throwing for two TDs. After the break, we'll send you back to the Huntsman Center for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark. BYU falls by 1 point, 73-72 in OT. And you heard it right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Defeats BYU in overtime, 73-72. Before we hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young, let's get to our postgame player honorees. We'll start with our Waystar star of the game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at Waystar.com. With 16 points, 7 rebounds, and a career-high 4 assists, career-high tying 4 assists, Richie Saunders is our Waystar star of the game. He also had 16. Pusseni Traore, who is our Palmer's Metal Mart steel man of the game. Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. A proud sponsor of BYU basketball, Foose is the Palmer's Metal Mart steel man of the game. Foose goes 16 with 6 rebounds. He was 8 of 13 from the field in almost 23 minutes of play. So Richie Saunders and Pusseni Traore, tonight's postgame honorees as the Waystar star of the game and the Palmer's Metal Mart steel man of the game. Coach Young is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Behind a career-high 26 points from Ezra Asar, Utah wins its third in a row, 73-72 over BYU in overtime. Head coach Kevin Young joining us. Coach Young, what did this one come down to tonight in your view?
Just making plays. I mean, I know that kind of is obvious, but, super hard-fought game. I think what it really came down to was defense. You know, we had that stretch in the second half where we were really having a hard time stopping them. Thought we adjusted well, but that, you know, we could have kind of pushed it out a little bit. We weren't able to. I thought that was a big part of it. And then it was just a typical dogfight down the stretch with both teams throwing haymakers. And I thought there were some head scratching things that happened at the end. Relative to their attack in the basket versus ours, but sometimes how it goes.
Asar at 26 points was clearly a handful for you guys tonight.
He played good. He's a big, strong kid. You know, our post defense was not good, and that's something we got to get better at.
The things that you wanted to do well, I mean, obviously you were in this game, had a chance to win it, so you did do some things well. What were some things that you saw that were positive?
I thought our pace, something we've been talking about a lot. I thought, there were times in stretches where it was really good. I thought, we've obviously had a lot of close games. We're obviously coming up short. We got to find ways to come up on the other side of these things. But with that being said, I did think we executed really well down the stretch. I think there's a number of plays I can think of. Yegor got the little dunk on the back screen. Richie gets the nice little, take on the sideline out of bounds play. Where Foose gets the putback in crunch time. Even Trevin, we draw up the little baseline out of bounds play. He gets fouled. Well executed play there. And so there were some things we did, I think, better tonight from an execution standpoint in crunch time.
Utah went 4-for-12 from the stripe in overtime to open the door a bit for you, and sure enough, you had a look at the very, very end to win it.
Yeah, I mean, we were fouling. We wanted to foul Lovering. We didn't think he could beat us from the free throw line. I wish we would have fouled him even more, to be honest with you. To that point, it did open up the door. But again, we had our chances. I thought Dawson, looking at it on film, I thought he got fouled on that last play, pushing the, he jumps up and the guy's behind him. But that's how, that's not why we lost, but that certainly doesn't help. I thought, they got a fortuitous whistle when Erickson drove. But again, that's not why we lost. That's just life, and when you're on the other side of it, it stings even more.
Okay, concluding comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up in the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Overtime final here on the Hill, Utah 73 and BYU 72 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
And let's pause briefly, 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Back with Coach Kevin Young here courtside on the hill. Utah 73, BYU 72 in overtime. So, Coach, closing out close games, winning on the road, all these things you're still trying to do and learn to do. How do you think your team is progressing to that extent?
I thought tonight was better. You know, I thought, like I said before, I thought execution offensively down the stretch was good. We found some rhythm going to Foose inside. I thought Dawson, gave us, somebody we can, someone other than Dallin and Yegor that can play pick and roll was good. So they're definitely positives. I mean, not really trying to talk much about positive things after a loss like that, but we had our chances, and on the road, that's what you want to give yourself. You want to give yourself a chance to win the basketball game, which we did tonight. And, we just didn't make enough plays, obviously.
Coach, this team's taking some gut punches, man. It's not easy to keep taking those. How do you feel the team? I responded in the locker room, and obviously you don't have much time until you're back at it again against Colorado.
I think it's a good thing. You want to get out and play, like the Saturday to Tuesday, I love that. The long, on the flip side, I hate those, win or lose. You want to get back out on the court. And so our guys are pissed, and they should be. I just told them, hey, that's going to sting. It's going to sting for a long time, and we got to find a way to have these things ignite us and get us going. You can only say so many times, oh, we're right there. You got to win basketball games. You're digging ourselves in a hole, and we got to find our way out of it. But on one hand, it's encouraging because you are right there to have a chance to win these games. On the other hand, it's super disappointing because you shoulda, woulda, coulda, and eventually time's gonna run out. So we gotta string together some wins. We gotta go on the road and get a win and in Colorado and then regroup and come home and hope that we can weather this storm.
Yeah, that's a Colorado team in a pretty shaky spot right now, Coach. They're 0-6. Teams like that can sometimes find a rallying point. You hope it's not against you, or they tend to maybe drift away a little bit. So you've got a very fragile team you're going into face here on Tuesday.
And so are we. And so, you're going to have two desperate teams that need to get wins. And hopefully, our guys do more than they, I hope our guys are a bit more desperate than they are at this point.
All right, we'll see you as we get set to head to Boulder. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young. BYU Creamery, Cougar Post Game Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. BYU Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Mark Durant and I back to wrap things up from the Hill after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, you heard from BYU head coach Kevin Young. Let's wrap things up with Mark Durant and me here in the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game before we close out here at the Huntsman Center. Utah's a winner, by the way, in overtime, 73-72 over BYU. The Cougs' last two trips here in overtime, two losses. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Well, the easy number to go to as a valuable stat of the game would be free throws, of course. Utah was 17 for 32, BYU 4 for 10. So you look at the foul number, and BYU was whistled for 9 more fouls than Utah in this game. And you can't say that one team was demonstrably a ton more aggressive than the other. I think that
It wasn't the best whistle for BYU tonight. That wasn't the sole reason BYU loses, but there was a 9-foul disparity there. Certainly a key stat in this one. I'm going to go a little deeper and look at points off of turnovers. BYU scored less than a point per Utah turnover, and Utah scored almost 2 points per BYU turnover on this night. And so in this kind of back-and-forth game where neither team had a lead larger than 8, BYU led by 8 a couple of times, Utah led by 5 a couple of times, Utah was able to capitalize on BYU's mistakes to a greater extent. And I still go back, Mark, at a point where BYU could have pushed a lead on Utah early in this game and misfired on a couple of three-on-ones. Those come back. Yeah. I think about those little plays that turn out pretty big in a one-point game.
And even free throws. I mean, even though BYU didn't shoot any, if they make 2 of 5, which is under 50%.
If you go 6 for 10 and not 4 for 10, you win the game.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I'm really good at the woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff, and it keeps me up at night. But the bottom line is this team needs to play better. And I like this Utah team. They play hard, and they had a nice crowd here and made some plays. But it's not a great Utah team. It's a team I think BYU should be able to handle, but they didn't. And now they've really dug themselves a really big hole. I mean, they're going to have a really impressive turnaround, and they need to start playing better. I mean, they just need to start playing better and making plays, because gone are the days where you can sign and say, well, he's just a kid and he's, you know, an amateur and let's not be too hard on him. I mean, these guys are getting paid now, and they need to – if you're going to get paid for something, you better step up and get pay, and earn your money. And that's maybe a harsh thing to say, and it's after a loss it's always hard. But I like these guys. I think they have talent, but – some guys need to step up and play better, or it's going to be the rest of the way is going to be long. And,
I mean,
it's hard to swallow.
There have been a lot of scouts watching BYU this season. I mean, there are reasons they attract the scouts. There's talent on this team,
yeah.
And as a collective group, the talent has to come together and play more cohesively and get better results, because it's a better team than perhaps the 11-6 record is showing right now, and 2-4 in league is a hole. That's a hole from which you got to dig out. And for BYU to get back on the right side of the bubble this year is going to take going on a heck of a run. And let's be fair, they're in the softest spot of their schedule right now.
Yeah.
And you know, they lose at TCU, a TCU team that Utah handles. They beat an Oklahoma State team you have to beat, which they did. But Utah was gettable here, and the Cougars never quite got over the hump against Utah, and despite a couple of overtime leads. And ultimately, it's hard to see in a one-point game having a front-end situation on the free-throw line and have that be one of the reasons you do lose a one-point game, which was the situation. Yet after all of that, this horn sounded, and there was a ball in the air. If that ball hit the bottom of the net, BYU was going to win this game.
Yeah, and there's something to be said for that. I mean, it's not like BYU is just completely stinking up the court. I mean, they have a chance to win with Texas Tech and TCU and Utah. But at some point, chances to win, that's not good enough. You have to find a way to get it done, and guys need to step up and play. Maybe guys that are playing well should earn a little more minutes. Like Dawson, I thought was really nice tonight. Maybe he needs to step up and get more minutes than other guys that aren't really performing. But you have to reward guys that step up in games like this and play well. So I mean, there's obviously when you lose, there's a lot of complaining and issues, and everything's magnified. And perhaps winning Colorado Tuesday night will help with that. But
yeah, but now you almost better win that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you lose that one, just kind of turn out the lights and finish off the season if you don't get that one.
Well, Colorado at 0-6 and BYU at 2-4. Like Coach Kevin Young said, two desperate teams. Who will be the more desperate of the two on Tuesday night? We know you will tune in with us to find out. Tough night here on the Hill, and there have been a few of them over the years. 73-72, Utah's a winner over BYU in overtime. All right, let's thank the crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host tonight, Ben Bagley, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors Seth Larson, Ethan Arkell, and Kaylee Radford, BYU Radio engineer Barry Squires. Our thanks to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex and his Utah counterpart John Vu. John got us a pregame conversation with Coach Craig Smith. Always good to speak with him and thank him for that. And you heard from Coach Kevin Young pre- and postgame. That'll do it from Salt Lake City. 73-72, the U over BYU. For my color commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Rubel, saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Salt Lake City.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball
on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.